time. The guy at the service desk, desk says, do you guys go on the road?
you know what, Larry, I thought that's exactly my story. His wife asked me, I can't remember her name now, but she asked me, would I take him to Sears because he needs tires? The exact same story. We went there, and they located his car outside and said, come back in about an hour. And so then Larry and I took a walk through Paramus Park, and all along the way, every time a little child, and he meant well, but he'd see a woman with a baby or a child, he had to go over and tap her on the head and talk to the baby like that. And some of these people were getting upset about him, you know. I said, Larry, leave him alone. If a woman looks at you cross-eyed when you approach her baby, leave her the baby alone. And, okay. And it happened over time and time again. So finally we went in a bar at the other end of Paramus Park and said, come on, let's have a beer. Okay, because we still got a half hour. We went in there, I ordered a beer, he ordered a beer. I drank half of mine. He didn't even touch his. I says, that's yours, Larry. Yeah, I know. Oh, that's sad when it gets that way.
Well, you just have to accept it and don't let it upset us. Otherwise, we become part of the problem.
Yeah, you got to work with it. Like when it came time, put her in a nursing home, move her out of her apartment. Wasn't really a problem at all because we just showed up at the apartment and they said, oh, it's nice you came over. He says, yeah, remember, Mom, you got a doctor's appointment today. Oh, that's right. She would always lie and remember something because that way, you know, she was trying to fake it.
My mom, when we got to the nursing home, they said, you guys, my brother and I, you go sit at the other end, stay out of sight, see how she does. And after about an hour, we walked over and she says, you know, there's an awful lot of whiteheads in here. I said, Mom, okay, Mom. She had a lot of white hair, too.
Well, we're not far behind, so...
Yeah.
We have to be as gracefully, do this as gracefully as possible, over.
Well, I'm 85, and I'm just thinking, what happens when I can't drive anymore? Man, I might as well come in the house and swallow a bullet. My God, this is bad enough having to stay at home. Occasionally, I take a ride just for the sake of getting out of the house. You ride over, go through the cemetery. The cemetery's open, by the way, in case you can't hurt anybody in there. You don't have to wear a mask. And then Mom and Dad and Dot and Walt, my sister and her husband, Walt Demarest. And then I come home. But, Jesus, if I ever cannot drive, and that's going to happen. Remember, who was Larry? He got the Rivervale police when they said, you know, you're not driving too well, Larry. You better stop. And he did. But he was 90-something. That was about a year before he died. Anyone else remember that?
Yeah, he was 94.
94, was he? Okay.
Some folks will just stop driving when they know. My father did.
Well, he got a summons for doing something.
Oh.
And one of the things that they do when you get a summons and you're that age, you have to go take a retest.
Ah. I didn't know that part.
They do it, and of course he wasn't going to do that.
He quit by himself.
Right.
Yeah.
KO2 okay for ID.
B20.
K2ZB.
Yeah, well, that gave him the freedom then. That's good. Yeah, my father just stopped.
Old man Mascheron lived to the north of, the north of where I'm at years back, and he was too old to drive a car anymore, but he got himself a bicycle with an engine. I forget the name of those little bikes, the little Whizzer, I think it was. It grabbed the front wheel, I think, pushed you along. He'd come by the house while I'm on those handlebars, and he'd be waving, hello, Mr. Galbraith. Hey, hello, Mr. Mascheron.
AC2 WQD. Yeah, Richard, you remember I told you I met that lady at this down at the shopping center? She had the electric bicycle?
Oh, yeah. Is she beyond driving a car?
Well, she's an older lady, but
I looked up that bike. I said, those bikes are not cheap. I mean, this bike is loaded. It's got all kinds of fancy things on it with the motor built into the hub of the wheel.
I've seen them for $2,000.
That's right. I looked at this one she had, and it was $1,450.
Was it a bike or a trike?
Yeah, that's what I would like to prefer. But a trike is kind of unusual, a hard thing to ride. I think a bike, if the seat is pad, the seat is low enough where you can get both of my short little legs out at a red light, you know, and balance.
Well, you can pedal this thing as a bicycle, but it's heavy because it's got a big, heavy battery. But it's got enough oomph for it that you could drive from here down to Route 4 and come back up and still be able to drive on up to New York and back. It's got a lot of power with the battery.
Jim, I never saw that lady, but when we talked about it back then, I too went on the internet and saw something similar to what you were describing that she had. Boy, that'd be the thing. I swear that's what I'll do today. I can't drive. I'll get a bicycle or some damn thing and with a motor on it.
Oh, they use golf carts down in Florida. Everybody, they don't have cars. They're rolling golf carts, over.
Yeah, there you go, but they have paths for them. I don't think you want a golf cart on a street.
Well, I think they put the flag on it, you know, so you can see the flag wiggling around. But you're not going to fall off the golf cart, over.
Yeah, well, you can always get one of those tricycle bikes.
Yeah, but I like the idea of a motored bike. I don't need the exercise. I'm too old to exercise. But I mean, if it's got a motor on it, you've got to be a licensed operator. It's like a motorcycle license, I guess, which I used to have, and my wife said, oh, we should get rid of that. It costs us. What do you mean it costs us? She did. She renewed my license, or I did it, and I don't have that privilege anymore. But I don't know. I think the day comes where I have to. I would definitely get a bicycle. And a trike is a funny thing because if it's an electric trike, the wheels are kind of wide on it, and you still got a problem making a sharp turn at any speed.
Yeah, but you're not going to fall off it.
Well, that's true. You can just sit at the hands on the brake instead, right?
Yep.
Up in my lake community in Pennsylvania, they all got golf carts.
Oh, there you go. When you get old, Jim, you got the idea. But buy one now. The guy on the corner of Jackson and he sells them. Jackson and Washington Avenue. You're looking there in the house. If you come down Washington, down the hill, and turn left, he's a house on the left. He's always selling electric golf carts.
There you go. I'm out there for sale.
You know what I mean? Street legal golf carts. There you go, $7,795.
Street legal with a license?
That's two passenger utility street legal cart, $8,600.
Now, do you have to have some kind of a driver's license for that?
I don't know.
In New Jersey, I think you would.
Now we're up to two passenger utility deluxe. That says $12,000.
If I had the electric bike and with pedals on it, I'd watch my eyes out, and if I saw a police car, I'd just start pedaling like I'm pedaling along. If he stopped me, he'd say, well, how do you make that thing? Why don't you use the electric? I said, I don't have electric. The battery went bad, and I never replaced it. I'm a liar, but maybe I get away with that.
I doubt it.
Yeah, oh, really? You watch me not pedal as I go up the big hill in Washington Avenue?
Yeah.
Power's off. K2ZB.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules are on stuff like that. I have to go look it up. But I think that if you have a moped, obviously, that's kind of a gas-powered unit that you have to have a license for. So in an electric car, you have to have a license. So probably for an electric bicycle, you need a license.
I think so, and that means you got to test for it. You can't just go get a license or put it on there. They want to see it, and then there comes the insurance, and oh, boy. Get back to walking, Richard.
Up in the lake community there, it's just up to be, I think it's 14 years old. You can drive a golf cart in there, or a UTV, which is a gasoline-powered vehicle. and they don't need a license. It's got to be 14 years old.
Yeah, but you're on, you're not on public roads then.
Public roads.
Jimmy Z, is that an elderly community that you're moving into?
Yeah, it's a normal place there. You got young people, old people. Not a rest home, Rich.
Yes, they are. Don't go into lunch there. Do your own lunch at home. I hear some noise in the kitchen. Everybody be safe. We'll see you when we do on the net here. K2ZB going that way. 7-3 off.
7-3, Richard.
You going to be on here tomorrow morning?
Saturday? No. Oh, you want to be?
Yeah, I'll call up because I'm not leaving to go to the lake till later on in the morning.
Yeah, okay. Want me to get Jimmy Yates, Joyce out of bed or leave him alone?
I'll be here.
Wake up off of us. Okay, good.
I'm up early all the time.
Well, I'll be on here tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
And Jimmy, give me a call.
Okay.
7-3 off.
I gotta go to a fire. 73.
I don't hear the sirens.
So, John, how's the new radio?
It's working great. I set it up with the USB and I put the software in and, you know, I get the two COM ports, an enhanced COM port, and the audio codec.
Now, you're using HRD?
Yeah, I'm using Ham Radio Deluxe, yeah.
Yeah, I have it. I purchased a copy. I have it here, but I have not used it yet. And actually, I used it for a short time on the old computer, but never put it on a new one here. So I'm going to probably ask you for some help. I'll see if I could try to set this thing up, because I've never really delved into it.
I have it also, Jim.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too difficult. I mean, as soon as you load it and turn it on, and it comes up with a window that asks you what radio you're using. And what COM port?
Yeah, I did that at the old one, but I never did that much of it afterwards. So then that computer crapped out, and then I just never fiddled around with it again. But I did get the update from them, and I get the emails from them and everything. And, of course, since I'm a registered user, I bought it at half price, by the way, at the ARRL convention. That's how long ago I bought it.
That's good. I think it was the last of 3 years. But then, it's, like Bennett, you told me it doesn't expire, really. You have to buy the updates.
Nope. It's free for updates. Just support. If you want support, live support or tech support, that's what you have to renew. But otherwise, it's upgrades for life.
Okay, so that's why I'm getting the upgrade. So how much does the tech support cost?
I mean, if you bought it the first time, it was $100 along with the software. But otherwise, it's $50 a year, and they even put that on sale. I bought it a couple of months ago. It was $50 less 20%.
Oh, okay. I'll have to watch that and find out and see what happens. Maybe I'll buy the tech support with it.
But if you already bought it once, Jim, you don't have to buy it again. You don't buy the software again. The software updates are free for life.
Yeah. No, it told me that in the email. So I'm good.
Yeah, but you have to buy it at least once because the free version doesn't can't use the free version. Well, you can use the free version, but, you know, it doesn't have any of the new features.
Doesn't have any new radios.
Yeah, it didn't have mine in it.
Yeah, well, I would assume that it probably is 4 or 5 years old. But, I got it. I'm going to put it in here and get it going.
Yeah, well, one thing, when I put it in and you know, I got it working and everything else, but I didn't have a slider for power, and I liked using that because, you don't have to crank the knob all the way to change power up and down. So, but you can add sliders, and I added a slider for the power. Customize it. That's one of the good things about it.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that.
So, John, you haven't done anything with FT8 yet, right?
Yes, I have. I have it set up to run on FT8. I'm running 25 watts on FT8. You know, I probably could run more, but it doesn't seem to really, I don't think running, I can't run 100 watts. I'll burn out my finals in this.
Are you saying that they're selling a radio and it's not rated for the power?
Yeah, I can run AM or digital modes at 25 watts. It's the peak, that's typical of this kind of a radio. I mean, I don't know, your K2 may be fully rated continuous duty. I can do CW or SSB at 100 watts, but I got to be careful in digital modes, especially like RIDI, where if I'm, you know, for long periods of time. So, you know, I mean, theoretically, it's a 50% duty cycle or something like that. But there's a lot of, I've been looking on the Internet, there's a lot of controversy about what you can and cannot do.
Yeah, I think any transceiver, I mean, I couldn't run this thing at full tilt.
What, yours?
Yeah, key down.
I think ICOMs are rated for full power at rated final.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's, I don't know. I got to go look at that. But I think there's a time limit anyway. But I don't even run. I only run this radio at about 50, 60 watts. That's all I ever run it at.
The key is, what's it rated for on AM?
About 25 watts. Well, I don't know. But when you put a go to AM, I think it's 25 watts.
Yeah, so 25 watts. I mean, FTA is a continuous carrier, but it's only, I think, was it 12 seconds or something? On and 12 seconds off or something like that?
Yeah, so that'd be good at 50 watts. I could easily run 50 watts doing that.
Yeah, I probably could run 50 watts, but, you know. So what's the difference between 25 watts and 50 watts, you know?
That's 1 decibel or something.
FT2000 you have?
I have the 3000, yeah.
Oh, 3000.
So does that have that has an external power supply?
No, it's got an internal power supply.
Okay, so it runs higher than 12 volts, and
I don't know where it runs voltage-wise.
Well, I think a lot of the radios that have internal supplies.
Well, no, I take it back. It runs on 12 volts. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, because a lot of the radios that have the internal supply run more than 12 volts. It's very difficult to get more than 100 watts with 12 volts, okay? You're just about it. So if you got a 200-watt radio, usually if you take a look at it, you'll see that the voltage on the finals is you know, like 25, 30 volts.
Yeah, okay. No, this runs on 13.8. I still think about it because I got a big Astron power supply.
It's an advantage to have an external power supply. It makes it less complicated, especially if you have problems.
So what, the linear power supply, you mean?
Well, no, an external supply, whether it's a linear supply or a switching supply. But, you know, I'm just thinking in terms of the radio and the weight and shipping and things like that. You know, the 940 had an AC supply built in, and that radio weighed a ton.
Yeah, this radio's not that heavy. It's a lot bigger than the 450, like about four times bigger. But it has a handle built in on the side. So if I do want to take it somewhere, it's got a handle on it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be moving it around too much. But I'm having good luck with it. It's good. You know, it's just that, I don't know, I'm just... probably could run 50 watts with no problem. But at this point, I'm not sure that it's worth doing it.
Hey, John, I have a question with your setup.
Okay.
So you have the 3000, you have HRD, and you're running FT8. So how did you get... Are you using WSJT software? And are you using JT Alert? Or how are you making it run with HRD?
I don't run it with HRD. I just run the FT8 software, the W whatever it is.
Okay, and then how do you get the login to your HRD?
I take I input the log into my HRD, and then I upload the log from HRD to LOTW.
Okay, but when you log your contacts in WSJT, you're not having it automatically logged to your HRD?
No.
You can.
Yeah, but I had trouble running them both at the same time.
Okay, well, you don't have you don't connect to HRD. That's the key. You run HRD and you just connect to that Demomatic. So it's not using a COM port. There's no interference.
Oh, okay. So you don't use a COM port.
You don't use a COM port, and I actually minimize the main window, and I leave the log window open, and I use JT Alert. I don't know if you've used that yet. That's a great program, add-on program from WSJT, especially if you're trying to track either countries or states. But it also makes the interface very easy for HRD or some other logging program. So it's when I get prompted to log a contact on WSJT, it also automatically logs it to HRD, which is nice.
Oh, JT Alert does that?
Yeah.
Okay, so it just puts it in the...
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Is HRD on?
My HRD is on in the background. Yeah, I don't have the windows. I don't need the windows open, but it's not connected. You don't actually click the connect button to a radio. It's just connecting to that Demomatic, which is one of the radio selections in HRD.
Demomatic, okay. How do I start HRD and not have it look for a COM port?
Well, it depends on how you have it set up. You can, mine comes up, so it's asking me to connect to a radio, or you can connect, once you're in HRD, you can select that you want to connect to another radio. And there you select Demomatic, and then you exit HRD, and then the next time it comes up, it may either show you that Demomatic, or it may prompt you for what to connect to. But when I start HRD, each time I start it, it shows me that connect window.
I had that window because I had the 450 set up to run on the 450 as well, or you know, alternately between that and this radio, but I took it off.
Okay, so you can disable your current radio, and then you can go on your main, I call it main, but it's really your operating window that shows the frequency of the sliders and stuff. There's that green connect button that should be on that main window.
Okay, so then I don't have to load it. Yeah, but, you know, it's...
Depends how much you use FT8.
I use it a couple of days anyway, you know. Far. So, you know, that log in FT8, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger the more I operate. So, when you load a log, don't bother to go in and hey, I just load the whole thing and tell it not to overwrite anything new.
Okay, well, it's up
to your program, I mean, what you're doing, is only new entries go in?
USJT to log a contact. It automatically logs it to HRD as well. Actually, it actually logs it to HRD and QRZ at the same time. So, it's such a convenience in HRD to upload from HRD to LOTW, right?
Yeah, okay, so, but that's JT Alert does that?
Yes, yeah, it's kind of an interface between WSJT and your radio, kind of, I lost my train of thought. But yes, it's the interface that'll let you do that.
Yeah, sounds good, thanks.
Sorry for the long talking here. KO2, okay.
Sounds good, Bennett. I gotta try that.
Hey, John?
Yep.
Say, John?
Yes.
So one of the really neat things about JT Alert is if you're chasing something, you can set up alerts. So, for example, if you're chasing worked all states, you can go in and configure in the settings dialog, wanted U.S. states. You can click the states that you need. Then when one of those states shows up in the decode window on FT8, it will highlight it, in my case in yellow, and it'll also speak it and say, you know, Michigan, Hawaii, Alaska,
So you can be across the shack doing something else, or surfing the net or whatever, not even looking at the WSJTX software, and your computer will tell you when you need a new state. And you can set that up for a variety of alerts. It's very useful for collecting things.
Okay. State, DXCC entities, any number of things. So I have that running all the time, but I have it set up by band, so it's only the bands that I'm listening to.
That's cheating. I tell you what, I told you what George GHV said when he came over. He saw the thing on his screen here, and he said, "That's cheating. You're not allowed to do that."
You just, if you're doing a contest, you have to just declare whether you're assisted or not.
Yeah, well, he said that's cheating. You have to listen. Okay, George.
So, compared to, hold on one second. I'm not sure why that went away. Am I down on power? Oh, I'm only transmitting at 4 watts. Sorry about that.
The signal for 4 watts.
Okay, that should be 100 watts. What's nice is you can see at a glance in JT Alert, because it shows all the country entities as well as all the states that come through at a moment's glance. So you know that a W-4 is, whether it's Ohio, Alabama, Florida, or where it is. So if you're, again, if you're chasing stuff, it's a great enhancement.
Oh, yeah, I can't tell. I know, I see that. I look at them and I wonder, you know, do I need that W-4 or not, you know?
Yep.
So when you're running that software,
there's all kinds
JT Alert, it'll actually highlight that call right in the
PSK
decode window on the left.
So
you'll see it light up in a different color, so you know that you need it.
Reverse beacon network for CW. This is similar to that, but you can. There's always stations monitoring each band, and you can make a transmission. You can find out who hears you, so you get an idea of what kind of conditions are out there. Or you can put in somebody else's call and see what they hear, or how far they have gone to what stations hear them. So it's some nice tools to have with the FT8 mode.
Yeah, one step at a time, you know. That's FT8. I have an HDR running, and I'm able to upload my logs and everything else. Take a look at PSK. I've been using that. That's good. That's great. I like that. It tells me whether I'm wasting my time or not.
Yep.
Trying to work
somebody else's call and say, let me know what they hear, and you can find out whether or not they hear you when you've been calling them for a while.
Yeah, I was trying to work Australia because I saw them on, but I wasn't. I could look at PSK alert, and I saw that. Either there's no, maybe there were no signals listening at the time in Australia, but I saw nothing there. It stopped. I didn't bother.
Yep.
And it's getting late, and friends that use this frequency after us are coming up.
All right, yeah, I think I'm going to head out here. Catch you guys later. This is
Jim, before you go, what microphone are you using?
Oh, me?
Jim.
I'm using a Heil 781.
Sounds good.
Okay, and I'm using the DEQ Plus with some compression. I have the downward expander on, and I'm feeding a little bit of feedback, just a slight millisecond delay on the signal there, to make it sound, it really stands out.
It certainly does. You have great audio. Anyway, thanks, and have a good day.
This is a great little box. So when you get some money, buy one. EQ Plus by W2IHY.
Mr. Julius.
Yep, he's a great guy.
All right, I'm going to run to 73 all. Have fun. Have try some DX today. KO2, okay.
73.
So long, Len.
See you later, Ben.
Check out to KC2WQD, clear.
All right, John, morning. Larry, you still in there? No Captain Larry. All right, guys, see you later, WI2W.
So long, Steve. Thanks for the tips.
It's great. It's fun. It's the best time in the world to be a ham right now.
Yeah, I get plenty of time to do it. I'm supposed to be working, but I worked like 4 hours yesterday only for the whole week.
Well, so that makes sense. 73, guys. I'll be in the background again. KC2RGW.
73, Chris. Welcome aboard, Scott and Steve. Let me see if I have this.
Thank you, KC1FMD. I also wanted to point out, you guys mentioned about a generator. I have a generator, and it does say to, of course, you use the regular ethanol fuel on generators can sit for a long time. Of course, you have to use fuel stabilizer. If you use fuel stabilizer and it sits for a long time, you're really not going to have a...
Intermittently? Non-ethanol gas is pretty much an absolute must. And if you, it goes by county to county whether the gas stations can sell it or not. And other than that, you get it at an airport. It's worth your investigating. You're gonna, in the long run, you're gonna have far fewer trouble. Lawnmowers, snowblowers, all of it runs better on the non-ethanol gas.
I would agree with that. You have better. And then past, of course, that would be in the best category. KC1FMD.
Morning. Alpha Delta 2, Alpha Hotel.
Alpha Delta 2, Alpha Hotel. Good morning. This is Paul, 82 IWC. Go ahead.
Good morning, Paul. I'm here in New Paltz, New York. The name is Joe. And I was copying the mail. Very interesting discussion. I was told about your net by another friend I met about a week ago, Joe, on N2ZRI. And back to you.
Okay. Did I miss your name?
The name is Joe.
Okay. Joe told Joe about the net. Well, welcome aboard. Good to hear from you. Where's your QTH?
I'm in New Paltz, New York, out by the fairgrounds, Ulster County Fairgrounds. And yourself?
I'm in New Paltz on the Highland border, and Scott is out in your general direction as well. And Scott, you said hello, so pick it up.
Yes, good morning. I turned on the radio. I was actually surprised to hear everybody's still on. Good morning, Paul, Guy, Joe, and I didn't get the guy with the one call. I forget his name. I apologize. Name here is Scott, and the call is November 2, Mike Echo Echo. Joe, I'm down on Brunswick Road, just north of 4455, so we're neighbors.
Oh, Scott, sure. Did I catch that N2MEE?
That's correct.
The electrified elephant.
I'm up on, actually, Albany Post Road, Tall Pines Road, in the development right by the winery. I'm up there.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. We're very close. I'm right in between the fork and the... At 4455, right up the road from Lombardi's.
Oh, wow. You and I can use two tin cans and string.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you about the 2-meter Simplex frequency we frequent, 146.580. There's a few of us on there. You know, typically you'll hear me on the weekends if I'm not doing anything, which I'm generally not. And when I'm coming home from work, I just happen to be on furlough up until Tuesday, so I'll be going back to work on Wednesday. So, what was your call again there, Joe?
Scott, the call here is AC2. I'm sorry. I'm reading somebody else's email to me. I'm 82AH, Alpha Delta 2 Alpha Hotel. And yeah, you're on my way to one of my favorite restaurants, Paul's restaurant down there, Lombardi's.
Yeah, I knew his father-in-law, Ray, when he owned the on Lombardi's. I was up the road from there. So, okay, I don't want to hog it. I just joined in a few minutes ago, so, you know, just before you did. So, I understand that everybody was having a talk, QSO about non-ethanol gas. So, I'm going to turn it back to Paul, and we'll catch up. N2ME, go ahead, Paul.
Thank you, Scott. This is Paul. KD2, India Whiskey Charlie. Yeah, I think we kind of talked out the gas thing a bit. I don't know if Guy or Steve have any more input. You're certainly welcome to. Other than that, we could change topics.
Well, we pretty much touched base on that there, Paul, talking about the ethanol anyway, but that sums it all up. I gotta get something to eat here. I hadn't even left the radio here when we got talking. Especially when you left, Scott. I never got off the radio when I was talking to Paul. Listen, take care, everybody. This will be N2TLL. We'll get back to you later.
All right, 73.
73, Guy.
Paul,
catch you later.
I got your call sign. I got KD2 question mark Whiskey Charlie.
Kilo Delta 2, India Whiskey Charlie.
Okay, I was close. So 5 out of 6 isn't too bad with one coffee in me. Back to you, Paul. Where are you located, Paul? What's your QTH?
I live in New Paltz, New York, on the Highland border.
Okay, you're the Highland border person. I'm trying to get to understand the voices here. Where in the Highland border are you exactly? On the 4455 side or on the 299 side?
I'm northeast corner of the town. My back property line is Highland. It's on the Black Creek by Black Creek Road.
Okay, I understand that a little bit better now. Very good, very good. Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt your QTH, your QSO there, but I heard a lot of folks with local QTHs on earlier. And I was waiting to hear from Joe, N2ZRI, who's on here, I guess, supposedly in the mornings. I caught him the other day, and I don't know if he checked in today or not. Over.
You know, I think you're thinking of another net. I think Joe is in Poughkeepsie. They're usually on 3822, and a lot of times they wait until we leave, and then they get on.
Ah, okay. I'm sorry for that. Well, I made some new friends today, and I apparently made a friend right down the road from me, Scott, N2MEE. So I'm glad I mistaken the frequency for that matter. Yeah, 80 meters is kind of lonely in the morning, so when I saw on my display the waterfall, I said, oh, this must be it. I may have written it down wrong.
N2MEE. What was your call again, sir?
Alpha Delta 2 Alpha Hotel.
Oh, no, I thought you were the guy with the one call. I'm sorry. My mistake.
Steve from Massachusetts. Are you still here?
No, I guess not.
All right, it's just the three of us, and actually it's going to be the two of you because I got to step out. I've been, I got to get up and move and do a few things. So, 73 guys. Joe, it's been good to meet you and look forward to talking to you again. Scott, good to meet you, Scott, and well, I'll catch you tomorrow morning.
Is it my breath or my deodorant?
It's this rancid mixture of both.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure I was offending the right people. All right, you take care, Paul. Good talking to you. Maybe I'll catch you in the morning. If not, stop by on 2 meters every now and then.
All righty. Yes, I know that, and I should actually do so more often. So, but anyway, 73, guys.
73, N2ME. Over to you, Joe.
73, Paul. And Scott, yeah, down the road, oh my God. What are you running down there?
Okay, right now I'm running, well, not right now. I'm typically running a ICOM 756 Pro 3. 100 watts. We don't. We need only maybe half a watt between us. For an amplifier I have, which I'm not using right now, it's the PW1 ICOM. And let's see, we got a fan dipole up about 30 feet for 80 and 40. That's it, you know, bare bones.
I'm running a Kenwood TF-890 for my HF, and for my higher frequencies, my 2 meter and 70 centimeters, I have an FT-991A, which is really is a jack in the box, but I just use it for the high frequency stuff. Over.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, I almost bought the, what'd you say it was? My bad. I didn't have coffee this morning. I had to go get a blood test and I had to fast. So I'm happy to say my blood's red, so I passed that test. I'm not going to talk about the other. Anyway, let's see. The 910, was it?
The Yaesu 991A.
991A, that's it, Yaesu. Okay, yeah, I thought about picking that up a few times. I had my eye on that one for a while because it did 2 and 440 as well as HF and 6. That intrigued me. I thought that would be a nice radio to get. And then I've been looking at, back when it was being made, was the ICOM's, 4600? Oh, God. I'm really bad without my coffee. 7600. That's what I was looking at. And then they came out with the 7610. I was looking at that. And I was looking at the 7300, and I'm looking at all these radios and everything. And I said to myself, self, why? What do they do more than what the radio you have does now? It may have a couple extra bells and whistles, but I might as well run this one into the ground and then go to the next one. I also have a Kenwood A20 that I got for a song in advance. Matter of fact, I didn't even request a song, and I got it. I got it for $140. The thing is in pristine condition.
Oh, wow. That is a buy for that. That's a nice rig, the A20. I mean, I forget when they came out with that, but, that's a nice classic rig that I'm sure puts out just as well as the 890 I have.
Yeah, well, it does very well. Does very well. I think I got about 100 and a quarter out of it, 125 when tuned properly. I use it periodically. Not that when I first got it, I used it all the time on 80 meters exclusively. And now I use it periodically because I like the 756 Pro 3. I like the scope and everything. I kind of got used to it. I got used to the bells and whistles. But periodically, I will go over to the A20. People call it a net. I guess it's a net in the mornings. Maybe sometimes we'll do a Kenwood day where everybody will fire up their Kenwoods and we'll go with that route, just for ha-has, I like it. It works very well. My friend, Don, KC2, IWC, that's a mixture between Paul and Don's name, KD2ADZ. KC2ADZ. God, I'll get it right soon. I gotta get coffee. he went to an auction, and I told him I was interested in. I just told him in passing I would like to get the Kenwood TS-520. I like that radio. Everything like that. That was the first radio that I was really exposed to when Bud W2BUD. Was my Elmer, and he was getting me into CW and all that back in, I got my license back in 1990, so back, in the 80s, I guess, and he got me on the air on his 520. I liked that radio, I really did, and I told Don, I said, I'd be interested in getting one of those. he calls me up one day and says, "Oh, you're not going to believe what I did for you." I go, "What did you do for me?" He goes, "I went to an auction. I guess it was a state auction, and he goes, he was bidding on this 820, and he got it for $140." I said, "820." I was looking for a 520. I was like, okay. But the guy went out of his way for me, so I said, "All right." So I went up to east of Albany, and I met him and gave him the money for it. And beautiful radio, and it came with a matching speaker, you know. And I was like, and I brought it home, and he had it up, and he had it running. He put it through its test. He says it's a great radio. It works. It's clean, and I've never regretted it.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a great deal you got. And Kenwood, I'm new to ham radio. I just got my license in February. I'm a retired electrical engineer from 40 years, 33 in IBM, and I always wanted to get into ham radio. So I did things kind of backwards. Last fall, I figured out what systems I wanted, so I bought all my systems, antenna, hardware, set everything up, kept the microphones sealed in the boxes, and finally in January I studied for about 5 weeks, and I sat for my three tests down in Orange County. Was running at the VEs down there in late February, and I sat and passed all three in one sitting, and I was happy about that, so then I can get on with my life and not study anymore. But I'm happy to be in ham radio. I'm on a lot of different nets, popping in and out in the morning and at night, and just found out about the 3821. I actually accidentally thought it was 3822, which is another net, and you heard my story earlier. I saw this and listened in and poked my way in today, and I'm glad I did, Scott. I met a new friend now with you, and I wrote down 146580 simplex, so maybe I'll pop in later today or tomorrow and give a chat.
Hey, by all means, we don't bite, you know. Matter of fact, we kind of share the frequency with the guys on 822. They usually wait until we're done, and then they pick it up. But I think that's beyond the time now. Matter of fact, I don't know if you were on when Chris Kent was on talking to Guy. That's when I turned on my radio. I just got back from a blood test, and I turned on the radio, I heard Chris talking, so he's usually on that group with the 822, but our group on here on 821, within the past week, started using NetLogger. We always called ourselves the Good Guy Net, and there's a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek joke in that. My Elmer, Bud, W2BUD, who's on here in the mornings, he can find good in everybody. Everybody is a good guy, you know. So Don, up there by Albany, and I, we were on the phone one day, and we conspired to pull this ad hoc net, you know, and when Buddy's on, and you know, officially call the Good Guys Net and everything like that. And the only two requirements are: is number one, you have to be a good guy, and number two is you have to be deemed as a good guy by Bud. If you meet those criteria, you can join our net. And we did that. We started it and did it real official like, and then we were looking for check-ins. But I tell you, he's so funny. He comes in and throws his call into MEE. This is W2BUD, and we just lost it. We just were laughing our heads off. It was great. And it stuck.
And two is the RI.
Story. And obviously, when you're talking about the net, you're not talking about 146580. You're talking about 3821, correct?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes. Go ahead. N2 ZRI. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was just wanting to see who was in there this morning and some of the regulars and stuff. But anyway, okay, I'll listen. And just say good morning to everybody.
Hey, good morning, Joe. I was actually looking for you. I guess I got kind of confused, and it's good that I got confused because I'm looking at my scope in the morning here, 8 meters, my waterfall. I don't see 3822, but I see 3821 coming through with people, and I said, I probably wrote it down wrong, but then Scott clarified it that it's actually two adjacent nets, and you guys usually practice the courtesy of waiting for one net to be over before the other starts. So it's probably all my fault that the 3821 got extended today because I popped my head in and met several new people. Back to you, Joe.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Yeah, the band a little bit light this morning. I was thinking of throwing the amp on here. Got you a little bit light, but I think it's the band. Is that the case?
I think so. It's starting to get we're starting to lose the band, which is no surprise, but it depends on the day, of course, and everything, and all those other propagation factors, but I still hear you pretty good, Joe.
Okay. Yeah, I was just starting in here. I'll put the amp on.
How big is your amplifier there, Joe?
Yeah, I couldn't hear that. Let me just turn the amp on. Give me 1 second.
He asked you how big is your amplifier.
Oh, it's only 600 watts. That's all. But it's enough. It's enough to make a difference.
He said it's only this big.
That's a nice, I used to be an old CB guy, God forbid, back when I was a teenager, and we used to call them foot warmers. I'm not sure if that acronym carries over into the amateur world, but that's what we called it back then.
Okay, let's see if this helps. Just a little bit. Anyway, you know, I remember my CB days with fondness, great fondness, because I had so many radios, and I just loved it, absolutely loved it. I never got anything crazy. I didn't get any of those Golden Eagles and all that other garbage. I called it garbage because I couldn't believe for 5 watts that anybody would sell, that would buy something that expensive. But they were pretty. They were pretty, and they did sound good with a D104. But it was way, way out of my pocketbook for 5 watts.
Yeah, I remember those days. I had a Cobra Cam 89 with a standard mic. I wanted to get a D104. I was saving for a D104, and I forget. I think a Pioneer 8-track player got in the way of that for my first car, which was a 73 Chevelle. And then I was off to college, which was the reason why, even though I was starting to poke at the books for ham radio, and I was starting to practice CW back in 1977-78, but I never carried through. College got in the way, then years later, career got in the way, and having a family, blah, blah, blah. Finally, I'm retired, and Joe, you know the rest of the story from the other day when I said I finally got into it in the last few months, and I'm glad I did. Over.
Very good. Yeah, now I can hear you a little bit better now as the band changes. Are you using any amplifier there?
No, I'm not. You know, it's funny. I've asked a few of my buddies, and one guy in particular who I fondly call my Elmer, Paul, AC2UQ from New Falls. And it's funny. There's two schools on this. There's a lot of guys who just run naked the way it is, and they're happy with wherever they can get out or whenever they can get out. And then there are others, which I may be one of them, which I'd like to extend myself a little bit and maybe get into it. But the only problem is, you know, it's like souping up an engine on a car. You just can't upgrade the engine. You got to look at the transmission. You got to look at the drivetrain. You got to look at the rear end. You got to look at the wheels and tires. And it's the same way, I think, with some of my equipment. I think my antenna, I don't know what my antenna spec's for. I got to look that up. I think I'm okay for a kilowatt. But my VHF, UHF antenna, which is a diamond tri-bander, I think that's only good for 200 watts of power coming into it. And if I wanted to put foot warmers on my 991A, I'd have to probably run a separate directional system.
Well, you know, I agree with you. It's not just a matter of going out to purchase an amplifier. You have a lot of considerations, and I'm talking about technical considerations. aside from the first consideration, which is price. So you got to make sure that you, you're not affecting your family budget and all that other stuff. But assuming that you can do it, you know, these things are really expensive. And you kind of wonder, you know, I mean, they are, they shouldn't be as expensive. One would think that they shouldn't be as expensive as radios, okay? But in many cases, they're far more expensive. That's something I will never understand. But anyway, so aside from expense, you've got other considerations, and that's your antenna, that's the type of antenna that you're using, the tuner that you're using, whether you're using a Balun or not. All, so many considerations are involved. You know, RF situations, it's not just a matter of throwing a tuner on. You've got to really think it out.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just running from myantennas.com, 8010, and I just looked it up here. It's good for 2 kilowatts, supposedly. I just run it straight in. This Kenwood TF-890 has a heck of an antenna tuner. I'm able to tune up. I mean, even without tuning, when I put my Comet Mark II on it and did all the SWR sweeps on each frequency, I mean, I'm running less than 1.4, 1.5 on everything without even tuning in. And then it's got a tuner, so it quickly tunes it literally in less than a second, probably down to 1.1 or something like that. But you're right. There are other considerations for that. It's because I paid, I think, all in with my TS-890 with the mic, matching speaker, and there was a another filter that came with it. I think all in, I was almost $400 on it. And I know my A2-991A all in, I was probably about $12 or $13 on that. So, and I bought it the same day. So, yeah, I put a little out the first day, and I was surprised. It won't shy me away from buying it, but I just don't know if I will buy it for other reasons. But yeah, these things can be $3,000-$4,000. And blindly, as an electrical engineer, I thought, oh, a good amp, maybe $1,200-$1,800. When I looked at the prices, I said, Jesus, what's in that? Gold?
Well, you know, I've been very impressed with Chris. He's got the Palstar amplifier. There are a number of amplifiers out there that are really, really at the top of the list. If you're talking solid state, Acom makes some really nice tube tuners. Some of the guys on the band here have them. But, you know, you really have to look at the antenna that you have, and especially if it's not a balanced antenna. And once you start throwing a lot of power through an unbalanced antenna, you invite a lot of adverse qualities or results. And there are ways to mitigate them, but you got to be very, very careful, because if you don't get the results that you want right away, you have to be prepared to mitigate those problems.
Yeah, exactly. And I know my NFED, you know, just basically looking at the way it's supposed to work, the antenna physics. You know, obviously you're feeding it with a high voltage and translates to a high impedance, probably in the vicinity of 2,500 ohms. I have a 49-to-1 that came with that, so that's where I get the 50 ohm matching to my coax, unbalanced, of course, coax definition. So, I get a little nervous, even though they say with it grounded and with the 50-to-1, you know, there's all these discussions on EHAM, and half of them are right, half of them are wrong, and sometimes you don't know which half is which. But you got to be careful, I think, when you're not running a dipole, when you're running an NFED, something like this. 100 watts is fine, but I don't know if I would trust putting 1,000 watts into this thing, even though theoretically it should be fine, but I'd hate like heck to find out otherwise.
And
well,
so, I mean, listen, guys, I got
to
run.
And I have to
you guys have yourselves a good day.
I'm trying to remember who it was on 160. I'm trying to think, was it Gary? I can't remember. One of the guys on 160 that I haven't talked to him in quite some time. Nice guy. He had the 160, 80 and 40 version of the My Antennas NFED, which is also, I think it was the My Antennas anyway. He had that, and he was running it with some power, about 1,000 watts. Well, guess what? They can take it intermittently. But if you're talking about running it all the time, okay, that's a whole different ballgame. And he actually burned it out.
And yeah, 2MEA.
You and Scott doubled. I think Scott was saying is 73. Scott, 73. Nice meeting you. N2MEE, this is 82AH. I'll be listening for you another time. Take care, Scott.
Just FYI, we've been on here at 7 o'clock in the mornings, typically on weekends, but since I've been on furlough, we've been on during the week. So typically after 7 in the morning, we're on here till about 9 o'clock, and that's when everybody leaves, typically. But, you know, you guys are more than welcome. We call ourselves the good guys for that reason. You take care and have yourselves a great day, Joe. And Joe, also out there in Pleasant Valley, you take care. Good talking to you. And we'll catch you again some other time. 82AH and N2ZRI, N2ME, 73.
Take care, Scott. Good to talk to you.
73, Scott. Great talking to you.
Yeah, Joe, I mean, you know, they rate them for 1,000 watts PEP, but that's not a solid, I mean, that's not a constant carrier, and it's not 100% duty.
Yeah, exactly. Peak envelope power is kind of the an average because of the SSB, lower sideband modulation in this case. So, yeah, it gets tricky. So I think, long story short, I think I just talked myself back off the ledge again. I'll probably stick with 100 watts for a while. So I was looking at Palomar and ACOM, I think you said. Which one do you have? I'm curious, Joe.
Oh, this is a light-duty amp. This is a solid-state. It's an Ameritron ALS-600. I mean, I'm not going to recommend to anybody an amplifier because this is all I've had, and it's been very convenient for me. It's small. It's light. It's not terribly expensive. To me, they're all expensive, but it does what I need it to do. It gives me that 5 to 600 watts. It's not 100% duty. It's not, as I said, I refer to it, I characterize it as a light duty amplifier, but boy, is it reliable. It works. It works well. It's got enough full protection in it. But if you want something serious, and that's not even the proper word, but if you want a heavy duty amplifier and you want solid state versus tube, you've got ACOM, you've got PALSTAR, you've got that German one, I'm forgetting the name of it, the one that you've got Expert. You've got a lot of heavy duty amps there that'll really do a nice job for you. And you got to talk to the guys that actually own them. But the one thing that I would suggest, if you are serious about picking up an amp, a solid-state amp, or any heavy-duty amp, rethink the antenna, because you really, if you ask the guys that actually run the heavy stuff, most of them are going to be operating with balanced antennas.
Yeah, and that makes sense. Even though the physics sort of states that you can use it on an NFED, but I don't think I'd want to. I don't think I'd want to test the counterpoise capabilities on the other half. So I think you're right. And by the way, Ameritron soft stuff. And you said something interesting. I know audiophiles. That's another world, of course. Some of them really like their tube amps. Now, did I hear you correctly? You would prefer the solid state amp, which, you know, for my generation of engineering, solid state's the only thing I know. But I would have thought tube amps for some of the amateur radiophiles they would have preferred. Over.
Well, you know, like you said, there were several schools of thought, so it all depends on which one you want to follow. I like the convenience, as long as you don't overdrive them, you don't have to tune them. So convenience, after a while, does become a factor that's hard to ignore, okay? The guys that run the heavy-duty stuff, I would say a lot of them still run tubes, but, you know, the reality is that tubes are getting harder to find. There's still some out there, and if you listen to the guys, they will tell you that. The 500Zs are still the popular one, but there's a couple of others. The one that ACOM uses, now Carl knows, I'm forgetting, it has a 500 designation as well, but I can't remember what it was called. And that's a different kind of a tube. but that one there is also quite popular. Now, ACOM is really an easy amp to tune. It's got a special tuning method on it. Now, my friend Nick showed it to me. He has had a couple of ACOMs. Man, that is really sweet. All of their tube ones are easy to tune. It all depends on where you want to go. You know, I mean, they're more forgiving. But on the other hand, the new solid state amps are really neat, you know, and they're very convenient. So you got to talk to the guys that own them, and they can tell you for sure, you know, the pluses and the minuses. But there are many schools of thought.
Yeah, and I think what I'm going to do is probably shelve my thoughts on an amp, probably for now. I may get one for 2 meters, small ones, to run up from my 50-watt output up to 150. There's an Italian one out there. I think it's called Italy RM or something like that. I probably screwed up the name. And there's another brand out there. I just want a little bit more punch. But then I started doing calculations on ULP. And I'd be better off, and it would be safer and better probably all around, just getting a decent 2-meter / 440 setup with some directivity, Yagi setup on a rotor, a Yaesu rotor maybe, and mount that. But that's a wish list to be looked at later.
Well, you know, I would agree with you. I don't have any amplifiers for VHF and UHF. I would look at the antennas first, because don't forget, it's line of sight. So you can throw a lot of power on it, but, you know, how much more you're actually going to get, and the nature of VHF and UHF, I would think that you can do just as well with a good directional antenna. Cushcraft makes some 2-meter 440 stuff, or at least they used to, and you could probably even fit that stuff in your attic, you know, if you wanted to. But I would look at that. The amplifier for your HF is a whole different ball game. And before you do that, I would reconsider the antenna that you want to use. And also think about a tuner, okay? Because you're not going to be using the internal tuner, most likely, unless you're putting up a beam that's, you know, cut for the frequency, or a dipole cut for the frequency. But if you're going to use multi-band stuff, you're going to want to rethink the tuner.
Yeah, now tuning, antenna tuning on high frequencies, I basically was told was almost superfluous. In fact, on the 991A Yaesu I have, and you know this probably from your Yaesu, I can't even tune by definition on 2 meters and above. My 2 and 440 I can't tune on. I can obviously tune it on 6 meters and below.
Yeah, Joe, I'm not referring to VHF and UHF. I'm referring to HF with regard to the tuner. No, I have no tuners. In fact, I've tried that. I tried that, but the losses are too high on tuners for 2 meters and 440. And I actually tried it on 220 as well. The losses are way too high. You need a resonant antenna for that stuff. Even 6 meters, I think you're better off. I mean, you can get away with 6 meters a bit using your internal tuner, but if you start doing something extreme, you'll see the losses there too as well. But I was referring to HF. So if you start using an amplifier, you know, for multiband, if you're going to do multiband on one antenna, you got to rethink the tuner.
I gotcha. My bad. Yep, I agree.
Yeah, I've got two tuners over here. One I use for one purpose and the other one I use for another, because they have different ranges. But, you know, and I had an automatic tuner too, but it was too narrow. It was way too narrow for what I was trying to do with it. So there's a lot of stuff you have to contemplate.
Yes, absolutely. So, Joe, I'm going to say 73. It's time for me to see a man about a horse, and then get a second cup of coffee, and then I have a call to make at 10:30 with someone in Pennsylvania I need to talk to. So, Joe, it's been great talking to you. Thanks for coming in, and N2ZRI 82AH, I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Joe, take care. Nice talking to you. AD2AH and 2ZRI. I'm going to QSY back up to 22. Take care, Joe.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you. Going through the streets with no mask on.
Brilliant.
Yeah, what a wonderful experiment.
Yeah. That will produce guaranteed results.
Yeah, set the clock 14 days from now, see what happens. Yeah, people, I guess, have to come to terms with it. This all started with one. Some clinical trials now on this with this malaria drug. Geez, I wonder who insisted on that.
Which one, the hydroxychloroquine?
Yes.
WU2E.
A2EC.
I think when they were trying it on people for real, that it was causing more deaths than the virus itself, that would have been enough of a clinical trial.
Yeah. So now, I wonder who pushed that. Jeez, let me think about that for about 2 seconds. Maybe the same person that pushed Flynn getting out of jail? Or not getting out of jail, but Justice Department not going after him now? Welcome to the Twilight Zone.
Copying well. I'm slightly overdriving, but it looks okay. And, it's really nice working you here on HF, Bernie, and, of course, also you, Stu. And, I usually get into the USLNet a few times a week and renew my acquaintance with all the fellas there up there in Connecticut. So it's nice to be able to do, Bernie.
Okay,
well, we're not going to hold it down here. We'll let you run and get those, get that blockage out of the gutters there. I know you probably got a lot of work to do there, kind of opening up your house once again. And, boy, oh, boy, I wish I could stop up there and see you once again, Bernie. But anyway, Sue and Bernie, you have a very good day. And, well, Sue, you got to consider they're not making those BMW TR switches anymore. So, of course, if BMN peaks, the value goes up quite a bit. If I was you, I'd jump right on it. Get on it and pay that $140 and get yourself one. Hi. Talk to you guys later. Nice hearing you. We'll listen out, though. W2AO K4FCP, pass along 73.
Yeah, yeah. K4FPP and AA2QV, W2AO. Your signal was, excuse me, about 10 over S9. And I think that's about where you are too, Bernie. S9 to 10 over sounds wonderful. I'm so pleased that you're on, Bernie. I thought it would take you several weeks before you'd be on HF. I know you like to check into the carrier, and that's good. You know, you got a lot of nice friends there to talk to. And they're concerned about you when you're away, too. You know, I want to know how things are going, so very pleased that you're home. And we'll let you run along. I'm going on, I haven't done this in a long time. I'm going on the Mount Beacon repeater at 10:30. If I look down the road here, I can see the towers over on Mount Beacon. I'm kind of a net. They call it health and welfare. I have no, I know what that means, but I'd like to know what the net is doing that's under those kind of guidelines. So I'm going to listen and see just out of curiosity. So anything to be lazy and not do anything, just sit in a comfortable chair. 73s, fellas. Lovely to hear from you as always. AA2QV, W2AO.
W2AO, AA2QV. Rich, I'll say the 3 to you. It's been good. The 3 mode works pretty good for you. And, yeah, Stu, you've been coming here consistently 9 over. Rich was about from the Connecticut station there. From Harrison station, it was only about a 5. Only about a 5. It was a little clearer when you boosted the power, but it didn't make a lot of difference. So that was about all we were going to get out of it. All right, I'm going to put on my boots, and I'm going to go out and dig out a wheelbarrow for it. That'll be enough of that for a day, to make sure the gutter is cleaned. I almost lost my culvert there one time. I almost lost my culvert one time, but I didn't want that to happen again. So I'll say 70, a load of Victorias too, and I'll listen out if anyone has anything else to say. This is AA2QV. 73, guys.
I just have one thing to say to both of you. Doot, 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 doot. Doot, doot.
As a kid, I just didn't occur to me to change the channel or turn the TV off.
Yeah, I'm not so sure people could put it in perspective, even as adults and or teenagers or whatever. I think they like to get thrilled. It's an adrenaline rush to some degree.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the events of the last few months have taught me a tough lesson that adults have trouble putting things in perspective.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? I mean, it's kind of weird. That's all I could say. What else can you say?
Kind of weird.
Kind of weird. I was out at the supermarket this morning, early in the morning, and people were there. There weren't that many people, but everybody had their masks on and stayed away, and that's cool.
Yeah, man.
Well, let's see. The TV show Way Out. The first episode was March 31st, 61. I was 10. Final episode was July 14th, 61.
No wonder I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, funny, I don't remember that show, John.
I think it was just New York market.
It didn't last a year.
Exactly.
So how the hell you supposed, I mean, you know.
It was weird enough I remembered it, though.
Yeah, well, apparently not enough people thought so or watched it.
It's called An American Horror, Fantasy, and Science Fiction Television Anthology Series.
Yep. WA2AC, I don't think I said that.
Yeah, and a wonderful group, K2ACX.
WU2E.
Superb group, Billy.
Superb, yeah, superb.
Well, you're coming in really well. Both of you guys are coming in good.
Yeah, you're coming in good now. You blew the sand out of it.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, sand in it.
Something was in it. Your audio sounds a little different. I don't want to... I don't know if you did anything, but yeah, it's good. I don't know. Maybe it's me. I've been using my little Ubit X radio on FT8. It's great. You know, 10 watts, talk all over the world. It's really cool.
Well...
Yeah.
It
sits up there on the top shelf. Everything has changed around here. And the interface is right into it, right into, yeah. Amazing.
Well.
I wouldn't say talk all over the world. Communicate with the world in an automated fashion. It may not thrill everybody. I get that. It may be boring to some people. Things around here are getting very, very boring. I need some motivational tapes or something here.
Have you tried porn?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's part of my daily regimen.
Well, there you have it.
It doesn't quite... Wow.
You can only stand so much hydraulics, Al.
Hydraulics? Not necessary. Not necessary.
Man, I could take this to so many levels and none of them are good.
When are we going to get out of this? I don't think we're ever getting out of this totally. This is going to change the way we live here. It'll get better.
Yeah, when you drop dead.
Nah, you're too negative.
I think this is going to be with us for a long time.
Oh, like the flu is.
Yeah, but flu's not nearly as deadly and as communicable.
No, but people are taking more precautions. I know some people aren't, and there's been incidents, people going to bars and stuff like that. They're opening things up, and there are going to be a lot of stupid people. They'll have to learn by experience, and that's the only teacher, experience. When the second wave comes, maybe people will wake up a little bit, people who aren't adherent to this stuff right now.
Well, the flu, there's vaccinations too, Alan.
Well, there's going to be a vaccination for this, too.
Well, I would hope.
And of course, you know, mutate, so vaccinations aren't foolproof, but even for the flu, they're certainly not, and they're not going to be for this. Unless they get very, very lucky or something changes, but that's not going to happen. It's going to be like the flu, maybe more contagious, more deadly. Yeah, things are going to change.
And it's not going to leave for the summer.
Well, I think it'll be a little less probably. It depends on how people interact socially, because the problem is people tend to get together more in the warmer weather, so that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, well, did you see the videos of Wisconsin?
I heard about it. I didn't see it.
Yeah, wonderful, man. People have face-to-face in bars just like nothing ever happened now.
Well, that's young people who think they're immune to all this stuff. You know how young people are.
Well, I didn't see just young people in the video. I saw a lot of people.
Yeah, well, probably mostly young. They'll have to learn by experience.
Yeah, the clock started. Check it out, 14 days from now. Oh, that's right. We're not going to do too much testing, so this is how we're going to eradicate this. If you don't test, it disappears.
Well, that's one way not to test positive.
Right. Yeah, you can do it with cancer. You can do it with all kinds of ailments now.
Don't test people. You won't have any more positives.
Yeah, you just die of nothing.
Yeah?
Makes sense to me. Who knew, Al? Who knew?
Well, actually, about half the people who are dying from this are in old age homes or nursing homes. Approximately half. So, I mean, people get sick all over, but, you know, most of the people who die, or half the people that die, are in nursing homes.
Yeah, but you don't get away with this even if you get, quote-unquote, better unscathed. So maybe you'll make it on the next round when you get it, you know?
You wind up with, among other things, liver damage.
Yeah, kidney damage, lung damage, circulatory system damage, brain damage.
They don't know to what degree if that happens or what percentage in people that happens.
It's happening to enough people, though, that with the coronavirus, that it's not necessarily just over once you are out of the hospital or you test negative. Over time, it's left internal damage.
Yeah, but they have to come out with a percentage of people it's happened to. And what, out of those people, did they have previous conditions? What were the state before they went, you know, things like that.
Well, they just had Morning Joe, a very, very, I guess you'd say, beloved police officer in Enridge, New Jersey, was 45 years old, just died of it.
Well, yeah, and children, too.
No, and I just found out that two very, very old and dear friends of ours, and his wife, the two of them are, they took him to hospice. He's in the 90s, and he said he wanted to come home essentially to die. And he's, George is in his 90s, and his wife is up in that range, too. And just an absolutely one of the best people I ever knew in life.
They tested positive?
Yeah, they tested positive, and they took him to hospice, I guess, you know, getting ready to die, and he said he wanted to go home and die at home.
Right.
We just got an email.
Yeah.
Sal has spent his whole life working for other people. He established a school with for kids that have learning difficulties. He spent his whole life working for other people.
Yeah.
That's the closest person to me that I now know that has gotten the virus, and it's tragic.
Well, he was not a young man either.
That's true, but it's just, you know, it will be a tremendous loss.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens with all this. It's not good, obviously, but...
Well, I noticed that we just got back from the grocery store. And they have now, in our Giant, have removed all the one-way signs and the markings on the floor.
Oh, goody!
Really?
Yeah, and that's the same store that took them a long time to get the word and have their employees wear masks and that kind of thing. And you can see what's going to happen as soon as they use this from a red zone to a yellow zone. These people are basically not going to wear masks and do stupid stuff.
Well, I was just shopping also at the local supermarket here, the Acme, which is very local to me. And everybody was wearing masks and staying away. But, you know, ultimately, regardless of regulations, it's up to the people. It is going to be up to the people.
Yeah, well, Governor Cuomo was on there, and he said, what's going to save most people is you. You're going to have to take measures to save yourself.
That's absolutely true, I believe. Regardless of what they open up or how people congregate, you have to take the initiative to be proactive. And some people won't, but you have to stay away from them.
Yeah. And good morning, Bill. I didn't mean to. I did break up the conversation. Sorry about that.
No, you didn't break up the conversation. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. Well, I just heard this news about my friend, and two of the sweetest, nicest people that I've ever met. Spent their whole lives helping other people.
A life is a life is a life.
That's the way I look at it. Even one life is too many. I understand all that stuff, and people want to say, well, it's no worse than the flu or whatever it is. Well, that's all argle bargle.
John's in there also.
Yeah, just around somewhere.
Morning, John. We were on the downband earlier. And I figured it was starting to rain here. That's a good time to go to the store.
Yes, it is. Since the lines are shorter.
Sins the crowd.
Yep.
Ah, now I see blue sky. Brother, we're talking about hitting, 83 here today.
Supermarket, and there were people there. Not that many. Enough, though.
Well, I try to pick they actually publish for our local stores, the peak times. So I looked at when it was not a peak time, and that's why I'm going.
Yeah, do they have hours? In certain supermarkets, they have hours for senior citizens. Do they have that there?
Yeah, some stores do, although I notice some people don't observe that. What we did yesterday, we tried out this service where they you phone in, you go online, you place your order, they give you time to pick it up, you go down and pick it up, and that looks like a really viable thing as long as they continue that.
Well, but you don't know what kind. You go in and want to pick vegetables, you don't know what they're giving you. They could give you the rotten vegetables, the old, you know what I mean?
Well, they didn't do that, but I did this morning. I went to my usual store to pick the vegetables.
Yeah, that's the problem with that service, and a lot of people, they have that service in just about every store now, supermarket, I mean.
Okay, you too. And we've gone into production here on masks. So, still got my N95s, but we're, as a backup, my wife's been making masks here for the last 10 days.
Out of what?
She's used some very nice, high-quality material that's left over from her quilting and so forth, double layers, and we have a pocket in the center so we can put in the HEPA filter material.
Yeah. I noticed that masks are becoming more available commercially. I don't know if they're N95s or...
Well, they're not.
I don't know, but I think they're becoming more available.
Well, they've got knit masks and so forth, and they're very careful. If you read the fine print, they say it's antibacterial. Well, a virus is much different than a bacteria.
Yeah, virus is not a bacteria.
And it's much larger. So, anyway, so we ordered the materials. I'm glad I did because I went back online and found out that it's unobtainium now, the stuff, some of the materials I ordered. Nitrile gloves.
Yeah.
I'm glad I stocked up when I had a chance.
Yeah, if you see it online and it's priced reasonably, grab it while you can.
Absolutely.
You see these people in stores. I've seen it. I mean, they go outside with the gloves on and they throw them on the ground.
They're a-holes.
Yeah, well, our grocery store has trash barrels outside near the returns, and I put my stuff in that.
Yeah, so does this one.
I mean, it's almost like...
Someone consider it, some of them.
It's almost like going to the park and you see all the used condoms.
Well, I picked those up.
Do you recycle?
I use them.
Oh, there you go.
There's a milkshake inside.
This is just for you. Holy smokes. Reminds me of being a teenager.
That's
with wife. I thought you didn't do that kind of stuff.
I did with my wife, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
You never went to the drive-in to see the movie.
The movie wasn't important.
That was cover.
Besides, by the time that we got it all fogged up, you couldn't see the movie anyway.
Right. Nobody could see in, and you couldn't see out.
Yeah.
They are reopening a drive-in in Vineland, New Jersey. As we speak.
Oh, they're reopening them over here, too.
Maybe it wasn't your wife.
That's good drive-ins, yeah.
Well, that was just terrific. That was a good deal. Everybody was doing the same thing, and you want, of course, park in the back row.
We're going to take binoculars when we go, and we're not going to watch the movie.
Oh, voyeur.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to try to see yourself there, Billy.
No. We're beyond that.
With a microscope and binoculars?
Well, that's part of the problem, but we're beyond that. We're just going to take binoculars.
The essential equipment is tweezers.
Tweezers and a and binocular or a microscope.
And tweezers.
Don't forget the Vaseline.
Yeah, well, you need to bring string, too, so you can find it.
Vaseline with the sand.
Anyway, it's, you know, they keep telling us there's more to life than living. Well, I don't know. I have a different perspective.
More to life than living.
That's what that politician in Texas said. There's more to life than living.
Well, that's true. Look at what they did with the children at coal mines, right on sitting on a plank across the belt, you know. The coal went in the breaker, they'd pull the shale out, and they fell into the belt. Oh, well, yeah, that child's life was,
Well, they did the same thing in the steel mill.
Yep. So we're going backwards.
Well, the Republicans are opposed to child labor laws. They don't think that children ought to be able to work. There's another group we can exploit.
What about the liberals?
Yeah. Let's be positive.
Well, they come up with all these rationales for opposition to OSHA, labor laws, that kind of thing. It's your fault if you get hurt.
It's all bad.
Let's talk positive.
Yeah.
Take all the guards off the machinery so it doesn't take as long to change the belt.
I'm positive he's a jerk.
Yeah. I'm positive of that. That's one thing I'm positive of.
Our buddy has RF in his audio this morning.
Yeah.
Whose buddy is that?
The fellow that's on here has got RF in his audio, so it's even harder to understand him before. I mean, he's got Argyle audio. Sounds like he's got in his mouth, but he's now got RF in the audio.
I don't know who you're talking about, but okay.
This Nimrod that's on here.
There's nobody here.
Yeah. Got RF in your audio, buddy.
Drive-in, what do you know?
Oh, yeah.
We got a great drive-in in Hyde Park, New York, home of FDR. It's a beautiful drive.
They used to, when I was of driving age, or freshly of driving age, I guess I was 17, 18, something like that. There was this drive-in on Passyunk Avenue back in amongst the junkyards in Philly back when they that section of Passyunk Avenue was full of junkyards. And there was this drive-in there, and they used to have triple X-rated movies. And we used to pull over on the side of the road and watch them.
Oh, really? In a drive-in X-rated movie?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's pretty unusual.
Yeah, and then the cops would troll by and, hey, what are you doing? We're watching a movie. Get the hell out of here.
And then they would sit there and watch it.
Yeah, well, it's I mean, we never saw such things, you know?
Oh, my, drive-in porn, that's interesting.
Yeah, right by a major road, you know, in Philly there, down in southwest Philly or whatever you would call it. But, yeah, boy, I tell you, on a big screen, you get in the right spot on the road, who cared about the sound?
Sound's not that important.
Oh, man.
I don't think they had any in New York that I knew of, not in the city, certainly. No, not in the boroughs that I knew of, not at all.
But the cops, you know, they come and chase you. I wonder how many people remember that other than me. I bet you a whole bunch.
Oh, yeah.
It stunk down there to high heaven, too, because all the junkyards, and I don't know, they were dumping hazardous chemicals. I don't know what they were, but that area actually stunk. It was near an oil refinery and all. Yeah.
It smelled like tar.
It just smelled like sulfur and all this.
Yeah.
It was pre-emission days, you know, pre-EPA, I guess, where the EPA hadn't grown enough teeth yet. Marcus Hook, you know, Southwest Philly over there by, I guess it was the Atlantic Refinery and Gulf Refinery. You had to hold your breath to go through there.
Oh, yeah.
I remember going through Marcus Hook one time, like a little kid, and I said to my dad, I said, there's houses all over the place. I said, Daddy, how do people stand this? He says, I had to get used to it.
You do?
And yeah, it tasted and smelled to me like poison. I remember it.
Yeah, in the North Bronx, we used to walk over a bridge, and there was all auto parts, well, not auto parts, but refineries and things like that, and they smelled from tar for years. You could smell it, tar and sulfur. It was awful, but you do get used to it after a while. Be back in a second.
KU2ECA.
WU2E.
Drive-ins all over the place at one time.
Oh, yeah. I like going to the drive-in, seriously.
Yeah,
we
drive-ins
watch the movie.
Are good.
Seriously.
I guess now, what do you do? You got to tune the radio in your car into a certain frequency, right?
I think that's the way they do it.
FM, yep.
Low power. Yeah, we had drive-ins. It was a good deal. Cheaper than going to the movie house.
And you don't have to sit with all those people here, you know, people talking and all kinds. It's really pretty good.
I actually like going to the movies. I miss that.
Oh, really?
It was a regular deal for us. Still do it. Since this thing...
Do you go at night during the day?
Most of the time we would go at night. Once in a while on the weekends we'd go for the, 3 o'clock show.
Was it crowded?
Hmm. Yeah, well, it wasn't too crowded. It was more crowded at night. And also depended, it depends on what was on the, it's one of these Cineplex things.
Yeah.
So they had, I don't know, 6 or 8 screens. And you could, had the, on Sundays they would have the, I think it was Sundays, they would have the Met, live telecast of the Met. But I happen to like opera, so it was a good deal.
I think theaters, they're gonna have the toughest time of all coming back.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it. They're already having a tough time to begin with.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of the new movies are available as soon as they come out now, I think on Amazon or is it Netflix? I'm not sure which one, but they're coming right to the home now.
Yeah, and even with a large high-def TV, not quite the same thing as seeing it in the movie.
A high-def TV?
High-def TV. TV.
Ah.
TV. There's also a high-def BV right here.
Yeah.
He's pretty deaf, isn't he, John?
No doubt.
No, I... just crappy audio out of this case, too.
I like when he talks and shuts the receiver off.
I shut the receiver off?
That's like the true AMer does
don't need a receiver.
No, you don't need a receiver. There's no sports on. I'm going to have to start watching movies or something. This is, it's really getting bad.
I put on some porn.
Oh, I do that.
Yeah, well, we all do.
Yeah, I mean, but after a while, you know, it's not like you could do that 10 times a day. It doesn't quite happen.
Well, maybe you can.
Well, yeah. Delusional. Some people are continue to be delusional.
Well, don't disturb me in my delusions.
Oh, I wouldn't think of it.
No. Let's see, what's the market doing here this morning? I haven't checked it.
Well, the futures were down. Who cares?
They were down about 78 points at the moment. Not too bad.
They're thinking of doing negative rates. That's not going to help. The market's going to sink more. This is nothing.
Retail sales crater by a record 16.4% in April.
Well, JCPenney here is going to go out, and they're one of the big guys in the mall, and I think Macy's, JCPenney has filed for bankruptcy.
Well, Macy's
and
is probably
Macy's,
not far behind. Needless markup has already filed.
I hate to see what's going to happen in this mall, because I go to the mall all the time to walk, and I don't see how it survives. And that's true of a lot of malls. So malls were bad to begin with. Now, forget it.
Well, it's interesting, too, when you, on the line, you can look at malls across the country that are either being torn down or, you know, basically are vacant. It around here, that's true. And it's kind of depressing.
Yep. It's gone, you know, online, the futures online, apparently, and these big stores with the high rents, they can't deal with it anymore, and that's the way of the future.
So let's see here.
I like the mall.
Well, I always like going to Macy's.
Yeah, they have Macy's here, J.C. Sears is gone,
Well, that was Eddie Lambert, Mnuchin's longtime buddy.
The real discount stores, $5 and below, they had that big chain. You know, dollar stores, the good ones will survive. You know, other than you know, the necessities. But that's not enough to take care of them all.
Let's see here. Philadelphia Fed economists sees U.S. GDP growing at a faster rate in 3 years. Figures will be back into a recovery mode.
How the hell does anybody know that?
Oh, well, this guy's reading the tea leaves, you know.
Yeah, well, nobody knows anything.
If you could predict the future, you'd be very wealthy.
He wouldn't have to do that for a living.
Well, you
no.
don't have to do it at all. You just have to convince people that you can.
Right.
Well,
well that's
like
what these guys
you know,
do.
Joel
all these,
Osteen. The real thing is writing books and telling people how to make money.
That's the main way to make money.
Yeah, you tell other people how you've got the secret to making money. They'll give you money, and even while they get screwed, you make out.
Well, that's the biggest. It's always been the biggest way to make money. It used to be catalogs. Now it's online. Tell people how to make money.
Oh, and become a pulpit pimp, too.
Like this guy, Tony Robbins. You know how much this guy has?
Well, Joel Osteen, there's a lot of them that pull that crap.
Well, he's a religious guy.
Yeah, but it's the same basic deal.
Guy. He gets up there, he's 60 years old, jumps around, dances around, hugs people. He gets $5,000 to attend one of his seminars. I mean, regardless of how much money you got, I mean, my God. Young people looking for an answer to their life. I don't know if there is an answer, but certainly not that.
Well, J.C. Penney made an interest payment. It says on their debt. They're able to do that. It's a French store, J.C. Penney.
Penny.
J.C. Penney, and of course Sears. That was. These two birds, Mnuchin and Eddie Lambert, were roommates at Yale, and they were on the board there for quite a while at Kmart, and they managed to screw that up, and then Eddie decided he'd savage Sears.
I don't know how you salvage it. I don't know if they were they weren't making any money.
Well, the first thing he did is he sold off their most private, to himself, the Kenmore appliance line, which is still popular, and Craftsman Tools. Sold that stuff off, and then he went back and pillaged the real estate.
Well.
And he managed in the process to eliminate the pension fund for all those employees. You know, so can support that kind of thing, that free market capitalism. How's that working out for you?
Well, Sears never made a real attempt at online stuff. They were too late into the game. They were too diverse in the products they carried. They didn't care or didn't have the foresight to get online and compete.
Yeah, well,
I guess to survive you have to do that.
Even Walmart's a little late to the game.
Well, yeah, they are. And Amazon Prime now, used to be you get delivery in like 2 days. Now it's not so much. A lot of the vendors, you're going to get it in a week or so. I think a lot of people are not taking, subscribing to Prime now. And that's going to hurt them. But I know they're doing very well now because people don't want to go into the store. They say Bezos is going to be the first trillionaire. What the hell you do with $1 trillion?
Well, look at how his employees are treated.
Well, I know.
And that was the point that his vice president made when he resigned. He said, just view those as bodies for pick and pack.
Well, that's what they are.
Yeah, and they frankly don't give a damn. And, if you die, they'll just find somebody else.
Well, nobody gives a damn. No company cares.
No.
What company cares about employees that you could get somebody else in there to do the same job? They don't care.
No, nobody. Actually, if you're looking for a caring environment, you don't want to work for a corporation.
Right, unless things change. The whole scenario changes, and that hasn't happened. It's all driven by Wall Street, so that's not changing. And he's no different.
WA3HVR.
Speaking of caring individuals, good morning, Dave.
I am. Yes, I am. So, oh, man. How are you all doing?
Everybody we can and the good ones twice.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Al. Good morning, Alan. Who else was here? Somebody else?
Billy and John.
Hello, Billy and John. Okay.
So we had our tailgate this morning in the parking lot of Panera. And we all, four of us showed up, and we, about 10, 12 feet apart in folding chairs and in lawn chairs, whatever, and brought our own coffee, and that's the new normal.
Tailgate? What are you talking about, tailgate?
We used to meet at Panera in the morning and have coffee and breakfast and all that sort of thing. But it's the same group now we're meeting outdoors.
Oh, ham-related?
No. Years before, there was another ham in there, but he's pretty sure he's a silent key. He moved away from the area, but anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's good to keep up on that stuff. Things have changed a little.
Well, one of them's a Trump guy, and his son and granddaughter went to see Trump at the airport here yesterday. They came through the Lehigh Valley, landed at our airport here, and he knows how I think about Trump, but he has a hat on that says 45, and I think that's the caliber that should get him, but that's my opinion. And he said, well, even if you don't like Trump, it was good to be there. It's history. And I responded to him. I said, and the sooner he's history, the better.
Yeah, my God. I don't know. People feel differently about, this stuff. You try not to let politics interfere with personal relationships, but it's hard sometimes. It really is.
Wait a minute. What did you say this morning, Dave?
So he said, even though you don't like Trump, it was still good to be there to see him at the airport, come by in his Cadillac. And he said, it's history. And I said, the sooner he's history, the better.
Who was saying this? A club member?
Well, just one of the fellows that shows up in the morning for breakfast. He's actually somebody I've known for a lot of years, but he's a Trumpite. You know, he's a real Trump supporter, and he knows that he knows that the rest of us don't like him at all. But he shows up anyway.
Well, I can understand that. As long as you don't oversell what you've got. I mean, to try to describe Trump as a great businessman or a real leader and that kind of thing. As long as you don't do that, I'm fine.
Well, yeah, and this guy's like kind of, you know, he's a very hypocritical because, you know, he's got to, you know, he was all about not taking government handouts and all this and, you know, not doing things like he was all against the bailouts and everything. And I think that's how he's living now.
I'd have probably, I would have trouble not wanting to choke him.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just not worth the effort. And the other thing is, you might get fluid on you.
Well, the other thing is you could wind up like this Jamoke here in Perkasie that attacked the kid in the store. Now he's in the county lockup with all the other C-19 cases.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just not worth it. You know, we just move on to something else. And I have other friends there that I talk to, and it's okay. We just move on to some other thing and some other person and kind of marginalize him. But anyway, that's what went on. So he sent me a picture that his granddaughter snapped of the president in his car. She got very close. She got a great picture of him going by very slowly. And she sent it to me. He sent it to me yesterday, and he said, "Don says hi." And I sent a couple choice emojis back.
This guy, a long time him?
A long time what?
Long time amateur, long time licensee.
No, he's not a ham. No, I'm the only ham that's there.
Oh, I see. Okay. I mean, you know, basically what it comes down to, don't pee on my shoes and tell me it's raining.
Well, that's exactly right. And then he's talking about the hydroxychloroquine and this Dr. Oz. And I said, well, I mean, whoa. I said, he's a complete fraud. The guy's got no credentials. I mean, it's like listening to the guy at Panera tell you something like that. And he said, well, Dr. Phil said, I said, uh-oh, now we're going down the wrong road. Dr. Phil, that's not a doctor. That's nobody.
Well, he's not only not a medical doctor, but his license to practice psychology has been lifted.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, he's got a TV show, but that's the only thing he has in common with Trump.
He has more hair on his head than he's got good ideas.
He doesn't have any hair on his head.
Yeah, it gets by you, does it?
I figured that out.
Okay, all by yourself.
That timer was
15
seconds.
I'd probably get arrested for assault. I'm glad I wasn't there.
Yeah, it's good that you weren't there, Alan.
I don't think I can tolerate that.
I said you got to stop watching that OAN and Fox, and then you're going to get a lot smarter. Your IQ will improve.
Well, why would you talk about politics with you don't talk about politics, you know.
I don't either. I have friends that are diehard Trumpers, and we just don't go near politics. We understand that we're not on the same wavelength.
I question your friendship with them, though.
Well, I don't do that. They're, you know, I have a friend of mine who's a diehard, really diehard Trumper and Republican. We've been friends since we were boys. He's still my friend. I might think he's misguided, but I don't want to lose my friendship over it. He means that much to me.
That's how I describe this guy, misguided.
Do you think that influences your friendship with him, the fact that he supports Trump?
No, it doesn't at all, because we just don't discuss that. We stick to the things that are important. A long life together, a long association, a lot of great memories. And his friendship is much more important to me than Donald Trump.
Okay, well.
I have a friend like that too, Al. Good morning,
Dave.
Good morning, Bill.
Yeah, I have a friend like that too, Al.
Yeah.
You don't have any friends, Billy.
Oh, well, thanks for telling me. Well, what? Never mind.
Well, that clears that up. That clears that up.
Know that. Yeah, I know. I understand. I, you know, no problem. You don't talk about politics. People are great.
And then the other thing is that this same guy, you know, his business, if you will, has been decimated completely. He sells to little mom and pop stores certain merchandise that nobody's buying, and he's got nothing.
Well, you can't blame that on Donald Trump.
No. But he's angry. He's got anger about this, and he's directing the anger at the shutdowns. You know, he's one of those.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, you weren't in here earlier today, but I just got an email that a very, very old and very valued friend who's in his 90s has C-19 along with his wife. He checked out of a hospice to go home to die.
Oh, well, that's sad. That's very sad. But this thing is cleaning out the nursing homes in Pennsylvania.
Well, this is an extraordinary human being, this fellow. He really is. He spent his whole life trying to work for other people, help other people. And it, to me, it's beyond tragic.
One of my friends who normally shows up in the morning at these for coffee, he's burying his father this morning, but he was 95.
Well, George is in his 90s, and so is his wife, and he's just an incredible human being. It was a real honor to know him. So.
Well, nobody lives forever, Alan.
I understand that, but it's still just very hard.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the statistics seem to be about 50% of the people dying from this are from nursing homes or old age homes or assisted living, I should say.
It's actually higher than that in Pennsylvania, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, here it's about 50%. Can you imagine being a medical worker in these places, either a nurse or an aide?
No, I can't. But these people need help and they need care, and that's why they're there. And man, what a mess! What an absolute mess! Looking back is always easy to make the judgments about what should have been done differently. But there's so much that you look back on now and see that it should have been done differently.
Oh yeah. Well, they could have been in this country, and there's no excuse for some of the things that happened that they didn't pay attention to. But it is what it is. And on China's part also.
And now they're going after Obama and his associates because that's what the people want. That's what the country needs.
Now, if you can't see through that, then you shouldn't be able to vote. I mean, really.
Are you suggesting testing people for the ability to vote, Al?
That's a great idea, Bill.
IQ test.
Oh.
Really? I'm not saying I'd pass.
Oh.
I'm willing to sacrifice my vote for others.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, the others that would be in that channel would enjoy your sacrifice.
Oh, I know they would. That's why I'm going to do it.
Oh.
Well, it's tribal. This country is a total mess at this point. WA2AC.
You got too many entities that are stoking up the idea of division.
When this pandemic becomes political, which it is now, it's beyond hope almost. Almost.
It was from the start out.
Yeah, I know. Well, not, you know, you'd figure. The people, I see people, the public in general, has come together somewhat, but the you know, people in power, it's become political. It's awful. I mean, something like this, you think it would galvanize people, get people together. These occurrences sometimes do that, but apparently not now.
Actually, as a country, we used to give a damn about each other.
Yeah, well.
You know, and they're... large businesses only care about shareholder value.
I don't know that people ever cared that much about anybody. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
No. Well, that was... The deal was work, though. You found people that you work with that you were friends with and cared about. You realized corporations or businesses, frankly, didn't give a crap about whether you lived or died.
Yeah.
Well, Billy and I had the same experience with the same organization.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Different ends of it, but same deal.
Yeah, and that's synonymous with almost every large corporation now.
Well, they weren't any different than anybody else.
Yep. They're all eating out of the same food bowl.
Well, I remember working for Time Life, which became Time Warner. Once they merged, Time Life was actually a very good company to work for, and or seemed to be. Once they merge, you know, the acquisitions and stuff, they have to cut corners, and then all hell breaks loose.
Well, I watched that with my first major corporate job was with Boeing. When I worked for them, you couldn't find a better company to work for.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, I don't know what happened over the years, but I'm sure that changed.
Oh, everything, yeah.
Well, they changed like almost every company.
I imagine, sure.
They changed from building products to building wealth.
Well, it's like CEO of Firestone said, not here to make tires, we're here to make money.
Yep. That's what happens when the bean counters finally get control.
Oh, and the Wall Street. You get a guy that runs for president of the United States, and he says, half the people in this country are parasites. This guy expects the rest of us to vote for him.
Well, he almost won.
But he didn't.
Almost.
Remember, corporations are people, my friend. Really?
How did morality become that distorted?
Howard Stern, I believe it was last week, said Donald Trump despises the very people that vote for him.
Yeah, I read that article, Billy. It was online, and he supposedly interviewed him quite a few times. I don't know how well you know the guy, but I think what he said is probably absolutely true. Hey, the guy's an opportunist, bottom line. He has no soul.
Are we talking about Stern or Trump?
Trump.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the guy will go wherever people, you know, wherever he can get votes, wherever he can make money. That's where his allegiance is. And it doesn't matter who it is. It could be black, it could be white, it could be anything. As long as they show allegiance to him, he's for them. So... he has no basic values about anything. I think he actually tried to show empathy, but it doesn't work. He just can't pull himself to do it.
Well, it isn't genuine.
No, that's the point. There's something deep within him that doesn't allow a person to have empathy for other people, and you can't masquerade as something else. You can't disguise it. It is what it is.
Yep.
You know, no matter how he tries to show that he cares about other people or has some kind of empathy, it doesn't work. You know, history is a predictor of the future, and look at his history, and not only that, just his action. But people don't care.
Gonna get the mail. WA3H4. I'll be back.
Use alcohol when you get back.
It's a little early to start drinking, but I'll take your advice.
Never early to start drinking. Just remember, Dave, it's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
Right. If you look at it like that, it's a good time.
And the three loveliest words in the English language are not I love you, but they are set them up.
You believe that?
I do.
Well, I hope so.
I do.
Better here than Philadelphia.
Be back in a moment.
Hurry back, Al.
Okay.
Something when you stop and think about it, people that show up at his rallies and cheer for him and root for him and all, and he really despises them.
He really does.
Yeah. They're just tools.
Pawns in his game.
He'll tell them anything they want to hear.
Trump, his whole life has been fighting off the fact that he's ultimately a loser. He may have inherited money from his old man, may have the illusion of wealth and so forth, but underneath it all, he's really impoverished. Kind of a pathetic figure when you get right down to it.
Well, it's, he's still got approval rating, which I cannot understand, but he's got an approval rating that's still in the 40% range.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't wrap my hands around that, but it is real.
Yep.
WA2AC, Pentec Radio.
Pentec, Al.
Well, that's junk.
I've heard people say,
"Oh, we have my marine battery for field day, which is an 80 amp battery, Bob, so I think that's going to last me through field day."
How old's the battery?
I've had it for a while, but I had a solar panel, at least an inexpensive solar panel, which I took down because it shot after about 15 years. But I used to charge it for field day so we could get the alternate energy points.
No, I'm talking about the one in your car.
It's probably about 15 months old.
A dome light on or anything like that, did you?
No, it's been sitting. I don't know when the last time I used it. Like I said, I've been using my wife's car. I've been going to Home Depot to pick up garden supplies, and yesterday I went up to BJ's for the first time since really January. So I had the car loaded. I mean, my car's too small. I've got a two-door coupe, so you don't get too much stuff in that other than me and one other passenger.
That's the problem with small vehicles, Steve. They're no good. Can't do nothing with them.
Well, it's a fun car to drive. I usually don't have to haul things around, and if I need to, I've got the SUV. So, no problem there. Actually, I just put gas in my my wife's car here. We haven't the last time I put gas in that was March 20th. That was in March. It was something around March 20th. I put gas in it.
We have a routine. I put it on our calendar. We've got three cars here. Beth and I each have a car, and then we have our granddaughter's car, which is then tied up in an estate. And once a week, my alarm goes off, I go out and start them, run them for about 10 minutes, rotate them, turn them around the opposite direction to get the tires rolled, and then shut them off. And so far, so good. No problem. You might want to put that car on a routine, Steve.
Yeah. I usually have the other one out. I just haven't been going anywhere. Sometimes if I just need to run out for a prescription, I'll do that. But I've been trying to coordinate the prescriptions with grocery shopping. And as I said, I went up to BJ's yesterday and I got a load of stuff. Actually, I had paper towels, of all things. They only had one bay of paper towels that never heard of the brand before, but toilet paper we've had. I had bought, like, before this was all happening in January, I just bought my annual supply of toilet paper, so we probably still have 45 rolls of toilet paper sitting around here.
Well, this will be the last time I scold you for going out, because I'm still saying you shouldn't do it, but that's because you're my friend, and I feel that you're going out too much. I don't care if you think you're safe. That's just how I feel. Anyway, we my car hasn't been more than about 10 miles in the last
2 months,
and Beth's car, maybe she's got 50 or 60 because she had to run to the vet a few times, but we're just on that routine of rotating the cars around and running them, turning them around in the driveway, and my car still has, there's only one notch down from full, and hers is dead about two-thirds, so we probably won't need to get gas till the end of the summer. Go ahead, Steve or whoever.
Yeah, Bob, why don't you pick it up, WS2C.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, very good. Yeah, I don't go anywhere. Yesterday I made one trip to Walmart, but I was in there twice. I ordered online some bicycle tire tubes, and I ordered them online, got the message, they're ready to be picked up, went up there, picked them up, got back to the truck, decided to look, make sure I got the right ones. No, I got the wrong ones. I looked at the order. I ordered the wrong ones. I need 26-inch, not 29-inch. So I go back in Walmart, and I go to the return thing, which is empty. There's nobody there. And the girl says, "Oh, you just picked these up?" I said, "Yeah." She says, "Well, it's too soon. They're not showing up as having been picked up yet. So it'll be a couple minutes probably." I says, "Fine. Let me run back to see if you got the 26s, which they did not. They have everything but 26-inch tubes. So back to the return counter, returned them, put the money back on the card, and I went home. So I went to Walmart twice and got nothing.
You went around
Amazon.
Amazon, the ones I wanted were the ones with the green slime in it, so they're self-sealing, and Amazon was out of them. So, Walmart said they had them, but when I selected the tire size, I guess I picked the wrong one. I don't know, but so be it.
Yeah, that happens. Try eBay. They might have it. I've gone there as a last resort and actually found a few things.
Well, you know, my intentions were to change the tubes and the tires because they lose air. And I asked my neighbor, who does a lot of bike riding, about it, and he says, "Oh yeah, bicycle tires, they're habitual air losers, and there's nothing you can do about it." He says he pumps his tires up every 2 weeks, and he rides a lot, so he says, "Pump it up, put 60 pounds in it," or whatever it calls for, "and let it sit for a week, and then check the pressure."
Hey, Bob, 26 inch by 1.375?
1.95.
gazillion of them on the eBay. I'm just looking for the 1.95.
Yeah. Hey, anybody going to try the UNDX contest? Starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Let's see, 2 o'clock tomorrow. Yeah, 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. Ends at 5 p.m. local.
Probably not me. You never know.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be doing any of that. Let's see, Brew, was there anybody else in there? And Brew, are you still in there?
There you go, Bob. Two-pack slime. Is that what they're called? The slime bicycle inner tubes, 26 by 1.75 to 2.125 sealant, self-sealing. Two-pack, $21.56, free shipping, eBay.
Okay, that's a two-pack for 21 and change. Walmart, I actually was getting four of them for 30.
Okay. There's other ones here. I don't know if they have four packs or two twos. Or here's another one-pack for $12.99, free $6 shipping. Anyway, it's just an option instead of having to go to the store.
I think I'm going to try what my neighbor suggested. Bump them up, wait a week, and check the pressure to see what they're at. Because he says his tires lose air also. And you know, growing up, when I had the spider bike with the banana seat, you know, I think that was the big thing back then. I don't ever recall putting air in the tires ever. And they had tubes in them. I don't know. Are they just making cheaper tubes now or something? The air infiltrates the rubber and goes through? I don't know. KQRET, Brew, are you back yet?
We had better air back in those days.
That's what it was. It's acid rain.
Yeah, the molecules, Bob, back in those days, they were much bigger, so they didn't leak out.
Hello, Brew. You got to fix that.
Yeah, it's the same theory as watts, right? Some watts are just bigger, Bob.
Yeah, it's not how many watts you run, it's how big they are.
WS2C. And I think I solved my problem here for mounting a, well, first of all, I got a three-element, six-meter beam coming, and I think I solved my problem for mounting a, probably a reasonably substantial antenna, not that a six-meter, three-element, six-meter antenna is substantial, but I went to one of the wireless companies, and they have, pipe-to-pipe clamps for mounting on cell towers, and they've got a one that will fit the bill here for a 3.5-inch OD pipe that I've got up there. Yeah, Brew, is that you? You're kind of, can't quite understand you. It sounded a little bit better that time, but there's something going on with your audio.
Not even readable. It's just a blur of fuzz.
Yeah, I'm not too sure what's going on there. Is this a bad mic connection or something like that?
Sounds like a whole lot of RF.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. A whole lot of RF or feedback or something. It's and when you first came on, When you first came on, there was an echo on your signal, and then it turned into this.
Yeah, I'm not too sure if he's making some adjustments there or not. Yeah, anyway, I've been having a hard time tracking some of the damage. It's probably 3.5 inches is the like the maximum. I even see at the wire at the cell phone wireless tower companies here. So I think this one will fit the bill with a 3.5 inch diameter, 3.5 to it'll support a 1.5 diameter pipe. So I think we're going to order one of these. Not terribly expensive either. Only about $52.
What is it, like a tripod? I wasn't paying attention when you first started talking about it.
No, I got a 3.5 inch pipe that supports the treads on my galvanized steel staircase. I mean, it's a big, heavy. I mean, I don't know how much it weighs, but I think solid steel going up 8 or 9 feet with a central pipe that supports all the treads. Anyway, the diameter of that is 3.5 inches of galvanized steel. So I need without, I've got about 18 inches at the top of it. So I'm going to use this pipe-to-pipe clamp, and what, you know, you clamp it on to the, it goes around the 3.5 inch diameter pipe, bolts on there, and it's got a like a welded clamp or something. I don't think this one is welded, actually. It's it'll support another attached to that clamp at 3.5 inches, a 1.5 inch clamp that'll support a you know, a smaller pipe for the antenna.
Oh, okay, that sounds like it'll work. You get that thing up a little bit. What's that for, six?
Yeah, I mean, I could put a variety of antennas. I've got a, I've had a rotatable dipole sitting in my garage for a while, which I've not put up either, so that would probably actually support that too without a problem.
Oh, easily. Probably put a tri-band around that damn thing.
Yeah, I know 3.5 will probably support it, but yeah, it's I think it's going to be, looks like a pretty elegant solution for fit my needs here. These things actually go on cell phone towers.
All right, everybody's still here, King George?
35 feet with no no strain, no pain.
Yeah, Brew, I think you sounded better that time. Is that you, Brew?
No. Brew is going to work on his radio. He had to do a hard reset. He had an issue between the radio and the logging program talking in, let's see, a DX Commander. And he did a hard reset, so everything probably defaulted to whatever. So the levels are probably all out of whack. So he said, thanks, guys, and he'll catch us later. K2RET.
Roger, roger. That, yeah, magic. Get the old pull the plug out and plug it back in.
Yeah, WS2C. So, anyway, as I told you guys, I'm getting everything in line here for field day. I'm a little early, but it's never too early to start.
Remember, I don't know if you remember, but back probably 20 years ago, I made the field day a picture on the in QST on the field day results with a picture of me with the MFJ radio hooked up to a diehard battery. They call me a diehard CW fan or something. And yeah, that battery will run that radio for 2 weeks.
I'm trying to remember that. Yeah, this thing is, I look at it, it's 80 amp hour battery, so I'm drawing, even transmit, but you're not transmitting 100% of the time. It's
it's going to last a long time. This the radio I want to use here is an Argonaut 5, and it's not a it's not exactly frugal on current draw.
Yeah, but that battery that'll last all weekend
easily.
Getting in the incentive this year because I'm just so used to doing it the real way, the regular way, I should say, not real way, the regular way. But I will go on. I will be on that weekend, one way or another.
Yeah, in a way, I'm kind of looking forward to doing it. Something different. I wish they would have a specific class this year for it. But I guess when you come right down to it, though, there's the extra points for the most part don't count either. It'd be kind of you'll have to wonder why they don't have one specific class though for anyone who's using alternate energy on a percent at a time with a better point multiplier or something. Something similar to, and they have a multiplier for if you're running QRP and whatnot, but something similar to that. But anyway, so much for that. Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. So, and yeah, I had to go out today, Bob, for get propane tank filled up too. Spare one. I'm down to a half a tank on my second tank. So. But I do appreciate the thoughts of concern. WS2C.
Yeah, 200. Well, that's fairly easy. I've got I probably have two full tanks here, but we haven't decided what to do with our barbecue. I might try to fire it up and see how bad it is. The bottom all rotted out inside. It's a Weber, but it's almost 20 years old. It's about maybe 17, 18 years old. I cover it almost every year without any problem, but still the bottom, the inside, the doors in the bottom where the propane tank sits, and there's a little spot for the drip trays and stuff. The bottom of that just rusted out, and now the propane tank almost sits on the deck rather than up in the thing because it's all rotted. And I just can't see putting the money into trying to find the parts to rebuild that. The top worked fine. I mean, I've replaced the igniter. I've never had to replace the burners. They always they're still working fine. But and the grill itself, the grill is a stainless grill, so all I got to do is give it a good cleaning, and it's right back to like it was. Well, not quite new, but pretty close to it. I replaced the some more parts inside the grill. There's these reflector plates or something they call them. I put new ones of them in a couple of times. But I guess I can't complain about getting 18 years out of any grill, even a Weber. So we'll see.
Hey, you may want to try to... I know Home Depot's got a ton of grills up there, but that meat's going out. You know who has grills, and they're not my favorite people at all for... It's a long story, but Anchor there in Beertown. I know they've got grills. Where they got Weber's or not, I'm not sure, but I'm sure you could shop by phone or... I don't know if they have a website. They probably don't, but... you could probably give them a call and tell them what you want. They would deliver it for you.
Yeah, I've actually researched, and both Home Depot and Amazon has the same grill that we were kind of looking at for the same price with free shipping. So getting it isn't really a big problem. Of course, I'd have to build it, but I think I can handle that.
Yeah, the advantage is you get one built already from them, but who knows. Anyway, I'm not going to stay in here too much longer here. I got to get. It's a nice day. I want to get outside and do a few things. We're up to 82 degrees here on a southwest wind right now. So, nice summer day, guys. Go ahead, Bob. K2RET in the group, WS2C.
Oh, I really got nothing, guys. I think I'm going to go get breakfast. I got up at 9 o'clock. I decided to sleep in, I guess. I guess I needed it. I was kind of wiped out yesterday. So I'll catch you guys later. Stay safe. Steve, stay home. Stop going out. Order in. Have it delivered. I'll catch you guys later. 73K2RET.
Yeah, okay, Bob. While I'm in here, we got stocked up on a lot of things for BJ's. I don't know if you haven't been there, Bob, but I don't know if you do BJ's or not. Maybe you do Costco, but I was surprised when I walked in there. I haven't been in there since probably the end of January. They have rearranged the entire store.
Been in BJ's for quite a while. We're a member, but we just haven't been in there. I'm probably going to drop it now because I don't know. We'll see. We'll let it go. It's probably good for another year. I'll have to see. We do Costco, and we did a Instacart delivery from Costco about a week ago or so, and restocked on quite a bit of stuff. As a matter of fact, they had almost everything we needed. And delivered to the front steps. So, what else? Of course, we did the Instacart first with Acme. That went okay. And then ShopRite. So, that's our three main sources of stuff. We've actually also done Amazon for some non-perishable items, dog food and. And some snack things, package things, but right now we're pretty well loaded. About the only thing we run low on once in a while are eggs, and we have options for getting them too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you got to watch BJ's too if you're on auto renewal on your credit card. I'm not on that, but I think I'm going to let mine run out in September and switch over to Costco too. I'm getting all aggravated with BJ's.
Yeah, BJ's. Some of it's good. We used to do the deli quite a bit, but not in recent years, but we used to, and that was always a pretty good deal there. The rest of the stuff in there, you can get smaller quantities of some things once in a while that you can't get at Costco. You got to buy, a gallon of something versus something smaller. But we just got out of the habit of going there and got centered more on Costco. And we get our gas at Costco a lot of times too. Not all the time, but quite a bit.
Yeah, well, that's the way of the world with these with the big box stores. I don't really buy much food there. Relatively few food things. So we can't eat that much food. We can't eat that. Those quantities of food are just beyond our ability to consume. And it's mainly household stuff, which generally is cheaper than the grocery stores. The laundry detergents and softeners and paper products, etc. So it pretty much stay to that. Some of the stuff you can buy in the, toothpaste and that sort of thing also. Just strictly household stuff. And I go up there about every 2 months. I really haven't been up there since January, but I don't like to, if you get a coupon thing going, you got to clip them and you got to really look at the dates on them. It gets ugly, and you got to sort through all these things when you. So it's just kind of a pain. And now they don't have the coupons, but the prices have gone up dramatically in there. I mean, I usually go in there and spend $300 to $400 for a 6 or 8 week period. And went in there yesterday, and we were well over $500.
I just was answering an email here. We definitely, know when we do a serious shop at Costco, it's going to be a couple of hundred dollars. But what we do is we break up the stuff that we can and break it up into smaller packages, and especially some of the meats, and freeze what we don't eat right away. And we're very frugal about dividing it all up that way. And there are some things there that just aren't worth getting price-wise or anything else. So we've got it pretty well figured out. And like I said, we're in really good shape right now. I made a pot of vegetable beef soup yesterday, but it was not with beef. It was beef broth, but it was half a pound of turkey, ground turkey, that we had quite a bit of that we stocked up on. And it came out really good, and we ended up having about a dozen servings out of that, and we put them in individual little Tupperware bowls in the refrigerator, and anytime you want to a mug of soup, you just throw it in there and microwave it, and you got a mug of soup. So that works out really good for us, because it's homemade, it tastes good. We don't have to, we can make a lot of it all in one pot, and then just conveniently grab and go.
Yeah, we did the same thing. I did the same thing last week. Well, Susan won't eat it, but I make my own version of beef stew, which you say really isn't beef stew because they use tomatoes in it. But, yeah, we put that in the crock pot, my favorite cooking appliance. I usually had five or six kids, and that's all gone now. But it's the last of the beef stew. I had some stew meat in the freezer. I was thinking about getting a small freezer. I suppose they might be in short supply these days. We've got a on-the-bottom freezer, and it's ugly in there. You can't really keep anything organized. It's just the way it is. I don't particularly like it. I used to have a side-by-side, and that you could keep things organized, but I think we might get a small freezer. Well, I'm going to see what happens here after the summer's over here. Get some stuff and throw it in there, so if it gets bad again, we won't have to go out.
Yeah, you're right. We have a bottom drawer freezer also, and stuff gets stuck down at the bottom. We try to keep the meat on one side and the other stuff on the other, but that doesn't always work. And then there's a top drawer where we can put the smaller items that we can grab. But it isn't perfect. And we got an old refrigerator out in the garage that has a freezer, and we keep our overflow out there, so plenty of room for what we have and what we eat. So, but yeah, I got a good crock pot recipe for you if you want. It's about one of the easiest ones that we've ever had, and I don't know if it's the kind of thing you like, but it's a pulled chicken thing, and it only has, I think, now four ingredients, and it's you just throw it in and cook it all day.
Yeah, sure. I use a crock pot quite a bit here. In the wintertime, it's on at least once a week. We make a lot of, we both like split pea soup or pea soup with, we've had a number of ham bones this year from sitting in the freezer from this Saturday, the other event from relatives and whatnot. So we've been making a lot of pea soup.
Here you go. It's really easy. It's two chicken breasts, boneless. You throw them in a can of black beans, your favorite, a can of corn, a jar of salsa, whatever flavor you like, hot or mild, and then a packet of fajita seasoning mix. There's a number of brands that make it. It's just a packet of of seasoning. And you just throw it all in there, stir it up, and then let it cook all day on low, and then at night shred the chicken, and you've got yourself shredded chicken goop. It's really good.
Okay, was there somebody else in there?
Much.
Oh, yeah. What's that? There you go. Hope you wrote down my recipe. All right. Have a good one.
Yeah, it sounds good, Bob, but one problem. Susan won't eat it. She's, she calls herself a super taster, which means that her, which really translates into a very limited menu.
Oh, okay.
I mean, very limited.
No problem, I'm sure you adjust.
I try. It's pretty difficult, though. Yeah, the salsa alone would be, is a no-no. So, anyway. Yeah, everything comes out great in the crock pot. I know when I first got one years ago, and I threw a whole chicken in there, and it came out great. There's only one problem with it. The thing just fell apart, and it was, bones all over the place.
Well, you know, something else we've done is we've taken a turkey breast and did it in the crock pot. I don't remember the exact way we did it, but it was pretty simple, and just throw it in and cook it all day. And we did our Thanksgiving turkey that way one year.
Yeah, we go out to these sites on the web, like Old Recipes or Betty Crocker or something, and they've got specific sites for crock pot recipes, and you can pretty much find anything you want.
Oh yeah, we do that all the time. I get something, if it works, I keep it. If it don't, I throw it away and look for something else next time.
Yeah, so, yeah, we've done a lot of stuff in the, I do a lot of stuff in the crock pot. It's just, you're up there in the morning, and you can throw everything in there, clean up, and forget about it for the balance of the day.
Yep. We have a couple of recipes. We have one recipe for a stuffed pepper soup that is designed for a crock pot, but we found that we can make it in a pot on top of the stove and have it done in like an hour or two. So another one with ground turkey, because we hardly ever use beef anymore. Almost all turkey or chicken, mainly chicken. Ground turkey or chicken breast. Almost all we do have these Costco has these frozen salmon patties, which we like, and we also got some turkey burgers from Restelli's, which is out in Pensauken, but it's through QVC, one of these deals. Sell them in Acme, but they're really good, very tasty. You can put them on. You can put them on the grill, or you can just put them in the oven or on the stove. They're very tasty. All right, well, I think it's time for me to move on. I've been catching up on some bureau cards. I've got a half dozen that I have to go out in the archives in the garage to research, so I'm going to head out there and then maybe think about lunch. See how Beth is doing. It's going to be a hot one outside today, so I think I'll stay close. WS2C and 200.
Yeah, it's 83 here now. So, I got to get going here, too. I could stay on here for another hour and keep going, but I need to get out of here and do stuff. So. Yeah, Susan won't eat beef at all. So, as a consequence, I really don't buy it. It's just the past few weeks here we've had some beef. I picked up a few steaks and I had the beef stew, but there's a rule we don't. I'm down to, I refuse to eat turkey burgers. She does turkey burgers, makes her own. I still want a beef burger, but I've almost lost my taste for a lot of the beef. It's been so long, and we just haven't been eating it. So, we do a lot of pork chops.
Yesterday we did a beer can chicken. I don't know if you ever did a beer can chicken on your grill, but if you don't have the recipe for it, it comes out really good. You got to use the grill though for it. Although you could probably use it to use an oven, but so yesterday was our first beer can chicken of the season. So anyway, I'm going to get out of here, Bob. We'll talk to you later. N200WS2C.
All right, Steve. Take it easy. And 200 Oakland.
You can imagine that everybody got their hands out with all this money they're giving. Oh my God. Wish I could get some of it.
I got $1,200.
You get what?
$1,200.
You didn't get 10 cents.
You didn't, because you make too much.
Oh, they weren't supposed to know that.
Apparently they did. If they didn't know, you would have gotten a check like I did.
Hey, that's what?
Now look, there's no need to... You know, you're sounding like, Lenny, I don't know.
I don't have any money. I want money. I need money. I spent my whole life trying to find the end of the line where they were giving out the handouts.
Well, you're going to spend the rest of your life trying to figure out who you're going to give it to.
Well, already decided.
Am I on the list?
I'll check. I'll get back to you.
Let me know quickly.
Okay.
My future depends on it.
I wanted a handout. Damn, I wanted a handout.
Oh, well.
Telling me that you liberals want handouts.
I did.
Damn straight.
Whatever they give me.
Absolutely.
You get free phones, free furniture, free car, free,
that's right, free sex.
Housing.
Well, my justification is they're going to squander it anyway. I might as well get some of it.
You can squander it.
Right. It's better me squander it than them.
Mm-hmm. Much better to receive than to give.
Yeah. John's in there.
Yeah, BV.
Yes, sir.
Do me a favor and you stand in line for the handout. Let me know when I should get in line.
All right, I'll call you on your phone.
You should be beforehand, John.
I want to get in line. I've spent my whole life looking for this line where they're giving stuff out.
Don't do me a favor. Also, call me when you find the line.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's going to save you an awful lot of effort.
I'm looking for.
Absolutely. No work and money.
The American way, the traditional way to make money is inherited.
I just was not smart enough to be able to get in on the scam.
You think you were part of the scam?
No, I just helped the scam.
That's being in on it.
Well, I spent my whole life helping other people scam.
Well, that is being in on it.
Well, no, but I didn't get any for me.
Probably got enough.
Not really. Always felt you can never have too much.
You can never get enough.
That's exactly right.
What the heck is going on here?
We're looking for a handout over here.
Handouts are good.
I want freebies.
Why the hell did I go wrong?
I wanted to be a kept man. I aspired to middle management. I wanted freebies. I got some of that.
You need to look at your spiritual...
No. I don't want to look at any spiritual stuff. You know, give me money. Everything else you can give to the birds and bees.
That's a good song, money.
It is a good song. Give me money.
Barrett Strong, 1950. That's the first Motown hit. Do you know that?
That's a good song.
Yep, the first Motown hit. Barrett Strong.
I like that record.
The illegals come into the country and get welfare for nothing.
Well, I'm looking for that, too. I'd get in line.
Well, you know that's not true, but for argument's sake, here goes.
Well, everybody gets things for nothing. Don't you know that?
I know that.
Arnold. That guy in there with RF and his audio again. I can't understand him with all that RF. It's distorted.
Why are you even acknowledging that?
Well, I want him to be able to... He's got important things to say. I want to hear it.
Really?
He's got RF in his audio. It's really distorted.
You lowered your standards.
Well, get that fixed.
Wait a minute. It's only okay if Al talks to him.
Okay. I forgot.
Apparently you...
How stupid of me.
Billy, I have principles. You do not.
Over. Well, you seem to forget about those principles when you talk to him.
I don't.
Well, you don't. You haven't. You don't till the next time.
And you're a false-faced liar.
No.
In all seriousness, though, setting all this aside, the guy does have RF in his audio. It's very hard to understand him.
Thank you, Al.
Swim in my throat.
Oh, you got more than that.
Well,
the guy's got RF in his audio.
Who cares?
Well, I want him to improve his act.
What is your problem?
Well, there's no problem. If the guy wants to interfere, do it properly.
Fucking Ecuadorian, that's his problem.
I know, I understand.
Al, baby, get back here.
Leave them in South America where they belong.
Because, you know?
Come on, Al.
No, I don't know.
I'm getting upset.
Play marbles with us, Al. Come on.
Can't stand it.
You don't like playing marbles?
Face down on the couch for an hour, you'll be fine.
TV's part of the problem, not the solution.
I certainly hope so.
Knows it.
Hey, Al.
Please.
You see the joke where the guy's being asked a question, the guy's standing there looking at the interviewer, the person that's going to ask a question, and the first question, the guy says, now there's two parts to this. You either say yes to A or yes to B. Now, A is you get to stay home with your wife and kids, and he automatically says B, that's it, B.
I saw that.
Yeah, it was funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
You didn't even want to hear what B was. It was just B.
You don't have to finish it. I don't feel that way.
I don't feel that way either, but a lot of people do.
I don't know. I hope not.
I was afraid of that for the longest while until I broke my foot. Breaking my foot was the best thing that ever happened to me, Al.
Well, you realize that you actually have somebody maybe you have something in common with and you don't mind being with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think so. When you get married, you take a chance on that, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. You got to be with someone for a long period of time before you. And you really never know, but you get pretty sure who they are.
Well, people change, though.
Yeah, they do.
And it happens a lot. But you really really, you know who you might know who they are when you marry them. You don't know what they are once 20 years down the road.
Well, everybody changes, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and that's,
well.
And again, how many people really know who they marry when they get married?
Well, look, I had 10 years anyway.
Nice.
You know, bad decades, you know, plus or minus a few.
How many times should you get married before you quit?
I don't know. I have to ask my brother that.
You know, in my case, I do it once. That's it.
And if it doesn't happen once, if it didn't work out, you wouldn't do it again?
Absolutely not.
Not even if you met the right woman?
I don't know. How the hell do you know you met the right one?
Well, you don't.
Oh, I'd say, fine, we'll see how it works, but I'm not going to give you a contract.
And I'm not going to be the lawyer tonight.
No. Oh, no. For me, it once was enough.
Yeah, I hear people getting married three times, maybe more. I don't get that.
My brother's been married four times.
How do you do that?
Well, one of them died on him, so...
I had a secretary once that had four marriages down. She was going for number five.
That's crazy.
I told her, I said, Helen, maybe marriage is not your thing.
And what would what'd she say?
She wasn't too happy with that idea.
Well, for some reason she has an attachment to marriage.
Well, the other thing was, of course, the PBF was declining.
PBF?
PBF, mean time between failures.
Oh,
lasting quite as long, so she was, you know, speeding things up.
Yeah, your time's limited. It is.
You run out of runway.
Yep. You want to claim success at the end.
Well, and of course.
The last one, yeah, the last, yeah, 15 of them didn't work out, but the last one was good.
Well, the other thing is, look what you're left with at time goes by.
Well, if you don't have children, why the hell should you get married?
Oh. You get basically the you're shopping on the used car lot.
Yeah, and then you have to deal with the relationship that person, as you get older, has with their children. Or if they got divorced or the husband died, there's a whole other entity there that you may not want to deal with. The children and all the relationships involved in that side.
I'd only want to find a widow.
If you do, they're not worth marrying.
Why is that?
Because they haven't got married already. No one wants to marry them.
They're a widow.
Oh, a widow, yeah, wow.
I don't want somebody that's had a lot of problems.
Children also from the husband.
Oh, they're really a trust account.
Yeah, right.
He has enough money, I could love her madly.
Man. Yeah.
Have to be willing to put up with that stuff.
I think I'll run with a one-eyed problem.
In her devotion to her children from the other marriage or whatever it is.
I to avoid all that.
Yeah, you never know, but...
I wouldn't want to do it again.
Neither would I.
Only because, and it's not because this has all been that bad, it's because it's all been that good. And I've gone through one marriage where I was married to the wrong person, of course. And, you know, in either case, when I got married, I didn't know who I was getting married to, so.
Well, you were too young.
Well, 35 was, 36, I forget how old I was when I got married the second time, but I didn't know who I was getting married to.
Well, you remember Jimmy? He took the first one back.
Yeah!
We're off at the curb.
That doesn't work anymore.
No, I gotta go outside for somebody to put her bag sat on the step.
Took off.
Her mother called from the... Get back here, you son of a bitch.
Go ahead.
You take her. She's yours. You son of a bitch.
No. Oh, he said to the old man, you can have her back.
That's
funny as hell.
That is old school.
I took her home, dropped the bags off.
I tell you, That is funny.
One of you could have
her. Oh, you could have her back.
I don't want her either. You son of a bitch.
No, okay,
go ahead. No, I got rid of her. On her back. You know, there's no returns here.
the classic. You can do that these days.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might not work, but you can do it.
Try.
Well, you drop her off and say, I'll see you in court.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was funny. W3BV. Her father never forgave him.
He didn't give a crap.
W3CA.
I'm not going to see you again either.
I didn't want to read it.
Your problem, pal.
Later, you take her back. Oh, man.
In
the old days, they stuck it out.
Well, I'm not too wired to do that. God, I couldn't have been married three times.
Jeez. My brother's on his fourth and probably looking for his fifth. He's apparently never been happy. He's got wandering eyes.
How old is he?
Older than me.
My God.
He's 8 years old. Let me do the math real quick. So he's 70, I don't know, 74 or something like that.
Oh. Well, the marriage is only the break between romances.
That's what my brother thinks.
What the hell does he looking for at 74 years old?
I never questioned him.
Nookie. Obvious nookie. At 74? I mean, I'm not saying your sexual desire diminishes totally, but is this something you're really going after?
I just can't keep his eyes and his brain away from greener pastures, I guess.
Greener pastures, yeah. Okay.
He hasn't figured it out yet.
And I don't think he ever will.
Well, I mean, you know, the grass is brown, always brown on both sides of the fence.
Yep.
I can't say that, but...
I only said it to fire for effect.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. It has a deeper meaning. I don't believe that.
Everybody's got their problems, and everybody's got their good stuff, and you got to weigh it out, right?
If you,
yeah, that's true.
You got to move on, but, you know, this bad and everything, and good.
Trying is in the audio is trying very hard.
Well, I want to encourage him because it's fun.
And then what happens?
Oh, we waste this guy's time. All right, didn't hurt anything. Nice little fella. Well, I'm assuming on the signal strength.
Yeah.
Fine, Ardell. Oh, and don't stop. No. I slip, and I don't want to do that.
Hey, Al.
Yeah.
My brother's last wife. I never met a female at any time in my life that deserved a good beating more than she did.
What happened?
Well, you got divorced.
What happened to make you think that?
She just had a very caustic mouth.
Even when she was with other people?
Yeah, oh yeah, she did. Stuff would pour out of her mouth that I don't believe she just said. One time I called her a bitch. Yeah, Jennifer almost threw her out a closed window.
Fine lesson. Why would he marry someone like that?
Oh, because she fooled him.
She was good and bad?
I don't know. I don't care. never met a woman in my life to even come close to. I mean, this woman deserved beating after beating, and I don't like even saying that, but I mean, you want to talk about somebody that deserved to get their ass kicked on a regular basis?
Yeah, wow. Well, that's judgment on his part, man. That's his fault.
Well, whatever the problem. Well, geez, the whole thing was a nightmare, but, you know, he can't help himself.
Well, some people deserve a good beating more than anything else.
Right.
You. Oh, it's true.
It is true.
You know, there's guys out there, you know, deserve. I mean, nothing else will fix them but a good beating.
Yep.
But there's women out there the same way. I mean, it's just, and not that it didn't do them any good, because they just keep doing it.
Yeah, but repeat is necessary.
Yeah. What we call a professional beating.
Oh, it's called a Jersey tune-up.
Yeah, you turn them up.
Oh, shit. Remember the Milex tune-up, Mal?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, got a guy in the office that could use a tune-up.
Yeah, big time. He needs to be attacked by Big Bubba. Big Bubba needs to be his friend. Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, it's my this gal has schemes for making money, and they all failed. My brother keeps throwing money at her. Every scheme she come up with failed miserably, and he was out a few $10,000 or whatever. Everything. She don't want to go to work. She just had get rich quick schemes.
Well, that's on your brother, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying my brother's an angel. Believe me.
You got to be able to assess a personality to some degree, and that seems to be pretty obvious.
Well, see, my brother's a compulsive liar, and so was she. So compulsive liars don't think other people can lie, too, a.k.a. Donald Trump. And they think that nobody could tell they're lying.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, they were both compulsive liars.
Wow.
Only his wife was violent. Yeah, violent. I don't know how the hell he ever got tied up with her.
Well, apparently he has his own issues, so, you know.
Yes, he does.
Ought to find peace with them.
It's amazing.
Especially, yeah.
Brother's first wife, who's still alive, was one of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet. One of the most congenial, nicest women you would ever want to meet. And he dumped her.
Well, yeah.
And the whole family loved her. Of course, she found greener pastures, but what a wonderful person.
Yep.
And he wasn't happy.
Find happiness somewhere else. It's always greener. It's always greener until you get there.
This last one he had. Now, I don't know about the one he's married to now, but this last one he had. Oh, my God.
Whew. He hasn't learned from his mistakes, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Yeah, he'll do the same thing again if he gets the chance. He
sure will.
Some people are masochists. They like punishment. It's true.
I don't know whether I don't think he likes punishment, but he always is looking around.
Yeah, to get punished.
Well, he hasn't figured that out yet. Again, I'll use the example of our El Presidente.
Yeah.
He likes punishment.
Had enough of it.
Nope.
Unfortunately, WA2AC.
A2ECI.
W3BV.
Well, boys, I'm going to get out of here.
Hope it wasn't
move
anything
on
we
with
said,
my nap.
Al.
You going to pull out now?
Wasn't anything we said.
I got to get my beauty sleep. It's going to take a couple of thousand years.
Oh, wow.
Yep, I take my nap. I wake up early, and I got to take my nap.
Oh.
Well, I think I'll do the same. You gents, take care. Stay safe. W3BV.
All right, Alan. Hey, take care of yourself. Catch them next time. Be careful and stay safe.
You too, Al.
And Billy or John, whoever else is out there, Teddy, if you're out there, you guys take care. See you later.
Yeah, I would say that I'm going to give my wife a good beating, but if I started that, she'd give me a good beating. We'll see you later. K2ECA out.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. It's, I hear you. WA2AC, see ya.
I don't know whether I did this or not, but K2ECA out, 73-0.